shit.
Yeah. Adam Reaper.
520 in Vegas, I got some cushy tryna slide. 520 in Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high. 520 in Vegas. 520 in Vegas. Yeah. 520 in Vegas, I got some cushy tryna slide. 520 in Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high. 520 in Vegas. 520 in Vegas. Yeah. Just let the plug, finna pin my brother up. Just got a smoky, finna roll another one. Put some wax in my blunt, man, that shit had me stuck. And my eyes hella locked.
Sing it, girl.
Listen, you know this my jam.
Coming live from Living Room Studio, this is the 420 in Vegas podcast once again. I'm your host, Vegas A, with my co-host, Chris.
Hey.
My brother, Ray's son.
What's happening?
This is episode 78. We are here smoking on some OG and runts from Saltwater. With some broken up batter mixed with the key from E&J. From EJ. EJ. I'm reading my notes and shit.
I hear you.
And we got a guest today, a special guest today, Jay Grimes.
Man, what's good with y'all? What's good with y'all? Appreciate y'all having me here, man.
The artist behind...
Look at this nigga trying to do some shit.
That motherfucking 420 in Vegas.
Yeah,
very
yeah
good.
Man.
The artist behind that song.
The greatest podcasting song ever.
I appreciate
period.
It.
But yeah, hell yeah, that's just dope.
Man, it's crazy. I came up with that. You had hit me talk about you needed the track. So I just looked up like a Larry June type beat, Wiz Khalifa type beat.
Yeah.
Low key first beat that popped in, I just kind of like came up with it. And I always say like, when I'm making a song, if it don't come natural, if it's like on the first take, if I can't come up with those first four bars, I'm not going to do
it. You trashing it.
And that one was just all the way through. It was just effortless. I actually made that shit playing Call of Duty.
That's
no cap. I just kept playing that shit. And with every time I die, I'll write some more. Like, okay. You know what I'm saying? This shit natural. It's easy. So
that's
I'd hit him up and ask him to do this shit. Because I had already knew him. You know what I'm saying? From back in the day and shit. From he's been over watching fights before and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Went to school with probably one of my nephews back
yeah,
in the day.
For sure, for sure.
So I mean, I've known this nigga for a minute, but and I know he can rap. So and he can rap good too. So
that's a
point. When I hit him up, you know what I'm saying? With the idea, my next thing was gonna be send him some lyrics and shit, send him some bars and shit. But
not you about to say nobody
fucking. You would have had him in the line. He'd have been in there cooking up.
But he had the shit.
He
ready,
got some
like,
shit
boom.
To say.
He hit back like boom. Yeah, how's like, this
keep,
sound?
Keep your shit, nigga.
He's like, how this sound? I said, Ray, check this out. Remember Ray? I was like, check this shit out. Like,
nah, man. Honestly, that was intentionally just a demo. Honestly, like I thought we was gonna go to the studio from there and like reconstruct some shit, but you was fucking with it. So I was like, all right, let me just put it together some more. So I put like the back end on
it. But whenever you're ready for a remix.
Yeah, for sure. Anytime.
You're gonna be up there like a girl on Bone Thugs. Probably.
Yes. Jay Grimes is in the house. Just like that.
Yeah, no, we could run it for sure.
Can I ask you a question? You know I love you, but why do you always pick the loudest candy? Like, listen to this. This is how it was, passing the microphone.
They probably never heard that shit until you shook it.
Y'all heard that shit.
I didn't hear it.
Jay gonna tell me if she heard it.
Shout out
to Jay.
Our MSMR shit.
That was
right.
Yeah, people enjoy that shit.
Right.
Yeah. And people really do. It's funny. It's funny as hell.
Should be having a hell of a view on YouTube.
Okay.
We need to take this show to YouTube.
Man, with the cameras.
But that now y'all asking me to like stop rolling right out of bed. Like
we can change time.
You gotta actually put it together.
Like I gotta like get up like 45 minutes before and shit. Like,
hey, it's part of
that's gonna be the next move.
It's part of the game.
It's gonna be our evolution. We will.
Y'all just like talk about stuff without talking, like asking, like what I think about it.
Well, you be getting up and leaving
some,
at
permanent
at
marker
1:33
with some proof in there.
I get up at 11:20.
You gotta hit that kind of tough because it's wrapped in Keith. You know what I'm saying? So it's burning extra slow.
All right.
Damn, this nigga rolled a blunt.
We love it. We love when our guests come with stuff.
But
that too, I brought y'all some gifts.
You gotta start rolling it on the premises because we don't know if you niggas be coke.
For sure. Hey, it's respectable to I want to see what you putting in my butt.
We've always seen everybody roll everything.
Let me see. I'm liable to smell it too. Let me check.
I saw him roll it.
Disclaimer. Don't bring no pre-rolled bro.
I didn't tell somebody like, hey, put that back up. Like,
yeah, let me see it today. Like,
yeah. It's good. Yeah. You ain't even gotta worry.
Wow. So Ray, how was your week?
Oh shit, my week was what's today? Sunday.
Yes, it is.
Had the fifth. We had Spice One. We had Spice One on the show, which was dope. It was the second time back. We tried to steer away from a bunch of Tupac questions because you see Spice One on all these interviews and all they're doing is just asking about Pac. So
I hate when people get an opportunity to interview somebody they might not ever interview again, and they regurgitate questions that people have already asked.
Like, right, right.
You knew you was getting an interview. Like, you know what I'm saying?
We threw some Pac in there. We had to.
Yeah. He's like, but I did ask him about Pac. Right.
Actually, we asked him about his favorite movie out of Bullet, Gang Related, and Gridlock.
Oh, that's the Tupac question.
Yeah, that's the Tupac question.
Okay, that's a good Tupac question.
That's different
question.
Than saying Poetic Justice, it is. Juice. It and, is. You know what I mean?
Oh, y'all picked the three worst movies.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. It was just the other ones left.
Yeah, no, definitely. He went with Bullet as the first one, though, which is kind of crazy. I figured Bullet might have been the worst.
Who's the co-star in that one?
Him and Mickey Rourke.
That where Dope Fiends?
No, that's Gridlock.
Yeah, him and Mickey Rourke are Dope Fiends or something?
Nah, it's him and little white dude, little funny white dude. They played the bad guy in the Hulk that one time, little army soldier motherfucker.
Oh, I don't know.
Me neither.
He said played the bad guy in the Hook.
Yeah,
the little bad guy.
That shit talking about 2005. Like, shit,
y'all know the Hulk movie, right? Where he was throwing the tanks at the motherfuckers.
Yeah, right.
I was just watching that the other day.
Oh, my mama.
The white dude that turned into. To,
I don't know what they talking about.
Edward Norton.
Not Edward Norton. That was the one. That was the one after this one. This is the one before that. Before Edward Norton.
Guys, do we really need to get Michael down on this part?
Yeah, really. Motherfuckers might be listening and be like, oh, shit, I know what movie he's talking about.
But we about to spend the next 5 minutes waiting to see if Zay know who he's talking about.
No, 2.5. 2.5.
No, keep going. I ain't going to never remember that name.
Keep going.
Right.
I know my limits.
But no, we had Spice on and dope-ass show. We had a dope bar test.
Yeah.
And Friday night, I just got in the streets. I was dolo. We got me a little bottle of, a little something to sip on.
Who got shot? Or beat or strangle
nobody.
He said or strangle.
Nobody, but I went to it's this little club or hookah spot called Deuces.
Okay, I've heard.
Right, so I went up there dolo.
Was it cool?
That boy, it was a bunch of youngsters in that motherfucker, and it was cracking.
Mm-hmm.
I was sat at the bar, got me some fries, got a drink.
Yeah.
Chilled for a little bit. I was like, yeah, this motherfucker, let me get the fuck up out of here.
For you to see somebody get strangled or shot. Or
nah, it was great. No, that's usually the middle-aged niggas. This,
oh, word?
This fighting and shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. The 37-year-old and 42-year-olds and shit.
Oh, man. Stop it, y'all.
Right.
Young niggas just partying.
So right. When getting ready to interview an artist like that, of that magnitude, do you like study like recent interviews to make sure like you don't ask the same questions? Like, how was it preparing for that?
Nah, Spice. I watch the internet. I'm a YouTube person, so
okay.
I automatically see his interviews. I don't even gotta go search for them. They in my motherfucking algorithm,
right?
But nah, I just go back listen to some of the albums I didn't listen to, like okay. Spice One. We know the first albums, 187 Proof, Murder She Wrote. I know like the first four albums. But then he started getting into the 215s, and I'm talking about shit from the 90s that we were listening to. So I went and listened to some of the newer albums he did that I didn't listen to, and just built off that. Other than that, then I kind of already know the artist, not personally, but you know what I'm saying? I know. Actually, I do know Spice personally. I've been out and kicked it with him. You know what I'm saying? So out of that one, I kind of just shot the shit with him. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Those are the best interviews, and that's kind of how, like, when I would interview somebody like on Shenanigans and stuff, like not like a Spice One's caliber, but just like, you know, normal people.
Mm.
But like for me, if I didn't even set you up for an interview on my podcast if I didn't feel like I could organically talk to you.
Right.
Like people would ask and I'd be like, nah, you know, and I'd fucking, you know, put them off or whatever. But it's really just because I didn't think that I would be able to like talk off script. And if I can't talk off script, I don't really want to talk to have a conversation with you on some real shit. So
right.
Yeah, so I get that.
That's a valid point.
Right. And then shit after that, I just hit the strip. I was dope. I was everywhere. I was MGM.
Yeah.
Park MGM.
Yeah.
Aria. Cosmo. I met up with Woo at the Cosmo.
And he was out to Woo, internet sensation.
You know he already big headed. Right? He was walking around, got them shining. Smiling.
Viral. I was viral. Look, I could not wait to show everybody. I was like, yo, that's my friend's son.
Shit, show it. Already 20 million.
I know. I love that. They should have put his IG down.
Right. I was with some motherfuckers the other day and they was like, oh yeah, I seen that. Spice was like, oh yeah, I seen that. So we played it on the show. Yeah. I wasn't gonna play it because he sent it to me.
Yeah.
In real life, real time. Yeah.
We got to see like the raw footage.
This shit for real.
Right.
Yeah. And we've been though. Right. You know, you know.
So exactly. I was like,
if you know, you know. We've been though.
Then I see this. I see the scroll. Shit.
I was like, ooh, woo. I was like, it made it. It made it.
But I still, I even asked him. I was like, I'm going to play it on the show. You mind if I play it on the show? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So.
Nigga, that shit is woo, man.
I'm like, not, hell yeah. Let them niggas know I'm knocking shit
real
out.
Real shit. Right.
We had a good
sir,
time with
Mr. Woo, sir. I have not met you yet, but I just want to let you know, like, you a real one. And I can't wait to shake your hand.
Shout out to my son. Right. But the thing is, that plain shit is regular Woo shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That plain shit is regular Woo shit. Yeah.
What was the white dude saying? What was the white dude saying?
He said something like, you got it or some shit. You was right.
He was like, yeah, bro, yeah. What was he saying?
Oh, when he was mocking him.
Yeah.
He said, for sure, for sure.
For sure, for sure. Woo said, all right.
That plane honestly saved that motherfucker.
Man.
That shit was so good.
Man.
Can I put that in part of my what happened with me this week?
Let's do it, man.
That I just watched that and I was just, I had so much fun.
Well, yeah, that was a fun week. That was it.
Yeah, yeah. I ain't really do nothing. It's been a busy week. A whole bunch of niggas in cowboy hats is in town. So
that's your vibe or
no? I'm a bartender.
Let me just jump in real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm trying to find black people Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the MGM.
No,
none but cowboy hats.
Cowboy hats and Spurs.
Man, I'm in there with a motherfucking black fist on my motherfucker.
He said I'm on the search for black people. Where are the black people?
Not down.
I knew the NBA
the
was in town, right? So no, I was like, the strip gonna be cracking.
It's way more cowboys down there.
Way more cowboys than niggas. Than niggas.
Yeah. But that's kind of why my week's been a little bit busier than normal. Just because they're all in town for a bunch of shit. So
rodeo shit, right?
Yeah. Rodeo, some shit called Cowboy Christmas. I don't know what that is, but some shit. They here. They having a ball.
Real ball.
But last night, was it last night? Yeah, last night or yesterday, because I worked the day shift yesterday. I'm making like, so one of our signature drinks at my bar is like our mojitos. And if y'all, I feel like y'all don't really drink mojitos, but it's like muddled mint lime. Like it's very, it's a labor intensive like drink that I have to make, right? It's not like a pour. It's not a pour and a, you know what I'm saying? I'm not just doing like vodka, pineapple.
Yeah, mint and shit. I've had one.
It's a very labor intensive drink. It was very busy. It was like, I had like seven of them.
Act like you act like niggas don't drink mojitos.
I mean, listen. Okay, the reason I say
I have,
but I'm not
going to.
I'm not trying to minimize y'all to like Hennessy shots. I'm just saying that, Zay. I'm just saying that anytime a black dude comes to the thing, I have to convince him to try one.
Right.
Like, because he like, nah, let me get that Cavassier. Like, okay. But, like, try this, though. Like, and anyway, they're really good. People, like, literally will come into town just to get the mojito. Like, don't even want to smoke. I work at a cigar bar.
Okay.
But anyway,
since you're new here.
Yeah, like, you're new here. So sometimes people just come in for the drinks. But anyway, it's super busy. I'm making, like, seven or eight of them at a time. So, again, like, it's taking me a while. So I'm muddling everything. I got all the liquor, all the everything in it. I'm ready to, like, shake them and put them in glasses. This big fat, and I really don't like to body shame.
Let's talk about it.
I don't like to body shame, but this big fat old red-faced ass fucking dude with a cowboy hat that was waiting to pop off the top of his fat head.
You say, hey, girl.
No. Actually, actually, they're really nice. They're really nice. They tip great. Like, they really nice. Call me beautiful all night. Whatever. Shut the fuck up. Anyway, so they're watching a football game. Maybe the Army Navy. Was that happened yesterday, right?
Yep.
I didn't ever know you could bet on like that game. Like I know you could like bet on like the Chiefs or something like that. I didn't know you could bet on the Army.
It wasn't going in his favor.
It was. He must be going. And so he like his big meaty ass fucking fists and like bomb bomb on in the middle of the bar. Mm. It shakes the entire bar, and don't two of my fucking drinks fall over. Just boop. And I just looked at him.
And you just worked on those.
I like y'all, like I wish I could like tell y'all. Like it literally takes me like maybe like 2 minutes to make 2 to 5 minutes to make one of these things. And that's a long time in like bartender world. Cause like I should be able to do this, this, this and be done. You know what I'm saying? Within like a minute. Like,
so but, how much you charge you?
Okay. Good question. So these cost $23 each. So he knocked over about $50 worth of drink, right?
Did he break the glass?
No. Well, no, they were still on the mixing tin. So I hadn't put them in the glass yet. Thank goodness I ain't had no glass on there. Anyway, fell over or whatever. He was like, and I looked at him. I was like, bruh. And he was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. He did leave a very, very, very generous tip. Because my bar doesn't like make people like, I don't have to charge him for that. But he left a nice tip. But he ruined my day. That shit was crazy. But that's it, I think. Just be, yeah, work. I'm trying. Have you guys done Christmas shopping yet?
Hell no. Nah.
I am losing my shit.
I've been Christmas thinking.
Listen, you heard me talking to D.
Window like, shopping from the phone.
My son blew his Christmas. Mm. He got in trouble at school.
Okay, my son.
He had to get in hella trouble to say Christmas over with.
Yeah, so another kid peer pressured him into pulling his pants down.
Oh, shit.
Showing his ass in the class, literally.
Oh, so, shit.
He mooned the classroom?
And literally after we just went to the North Pole and saw Santa, he gave the Christmas list the next day in class, showing his ass.
Oh, no.
That shit over with.
How old is he?
No Christmas tree. Yeah. 6. He in the first grade. But, like, he's so spoiled. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he gets it's Christmas every day.
I overspoil him, so it's just like, I tell him, no, Christmas, usually a kid will lose it. He don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
He don't care.
Because he, like, I got all this other shit.
Xbox flash screen, like,
yeah.
All right, bro.
Dang.
I would rather.
So, I got to stand on business.
No,
that way.
Look, you know, come on. Like, come on, standing on business.
He's like, Dad, we going to go get the Christmas tree? I'm like, bro, fuck no.
Yeah, no.
Straight
yeah.
up. Right. I tell him, like, no, bro. You do that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, but I'd rather my 6-year-old did that than say my 13-year-old.
I was gonna say Kalen didn't show his ass like in class, but he is also like not doing his like classwork, mm-hmm. and I don't really fuck with that like at all. So I was gonna like upgrade his Xbox, but I'm not,
because as a kid, you don't got to pay no bills around this
motherfucker. Your only job
you gotta do is learn.
Motherfuckers' classrooms and not act the asshole.
And honestly, that's the most embarrassing thing is like for your kid to act up and like to the extent of having to go and deal with that.
Yeah. Woman. Oh my god.
I'm just like, yo, like, bro, this shit is embarrassing. Not only am I taking time out of my day and what I got to do, but this is embarrassing. Like,
you not learning, teacher, I'm not like, making money. Like,
and that's the first thing. I told him, I was like, bro, like, I'm not gonna talk to your teacher. If I see the police on campus, I'm gonna go tell them. You feel me? Cause then what? I say, I know you're only 6, but you know you go to jail for that. And he's like, what?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, bro, yeah. Like they're gonna get you. Cause we're not going for that one, bro. That shit's so out of pocket. But I'm like, and I had to explain to him, because I'm like, is the kid that you did it with, is he going to lose his Christmas?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And you got to let them know, like, I'm here to learn. There's, I'm not playing with y'all.
Yeah,
like,
it's because you costing
me, like.
Yeah, exactly.
You ain't getting real. No muffins. You ain't getting no Oreos in your lunch.
Oh,
like, it's
man.
Bad.
It's all protein.
To school lunch. My mom would have called it the tough love program. You feel me?
Look,
on that.
Look.
Fuck it,
go stand
real.
In that line.
That's real.
Shit, you got to figure it out sometimes. My, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to resort to what my family did to me. So
yeah,
you know
exactly. You have to find new ways. Exactly, yeah. So. And that works. Like, that works.
Show, he'll I mean, he going to straighten out eventually.
Yeah. Or just like as watching the city like get more Christmassy, he's just going to hit it hard, his little 6-year-old heart. Like, he's going to be like, damn,
he's already
I
hurt.
I shouldn't have put my pants down.
Rudolph playing on TV.
Fire up the fireplace. Like.
No, for sure. That's what you tell.
Yeah, man. But no, Kalen just like, he's like, he be like lazy. And I can't really fuck with that. Like, because again, you only have like that one job. So I don't know that I'm fucking with him either. I said that I might get the new Modern Warfare.
Yeah, Modern Warfare 3.
But like, not tell him I got it. Cause that's the he's like, he ain't asked for much. Like, he wanted to upgrade, but I was like, no, I'm not doing that because your grades. But I might get that and just not give it to him. Maybe like hold on to it until like after Christmas or something. When he like, when I can like visibly see his grades have gotten better, and I'll just hand it to him. Like, I don't know. But man, these kids be fucking up. I would never fuck up this close to Christmas. Are you joking me? I'm straightening up by October because I want the Halloween costume I want, and it's all up from there.
That ain't in the thought frame. You're like, it's October. I got to start being cool to the motherfucker. That ain't in the thought frame. As a kid, it's goddamn, they don't even know what's going on. You wilding the fuck out. Like, yeah.
So you right in the middle of it, like, damn, no Christmas.
Yeah, till that shit gone.
And it's really, I mean, I feel like it's really different for my son because it's like, I don't really have no family. It's just me and him.
Yeah.
So like, and especially me and his mom on the same program. So when he had his mom's house, yeah, same shit over there. So like, he ain't really going to get to see that part, like that aspect, like, but he know what it is. But like, he like, it's all right. Like when I'm seven, I'm going to get this. Like he be plotting.
Yeah, he like next year.
He know, like,
little funny. Kids like, love doing
what about my birthday then? Like,
right. He's like, all right, I fucked this up.
Yeah, he know what's the next holiday. He know birthday coming up 6 months. He got some time to improve.
What's his birthday?
July.
Oh, okay, cool.
So his birthday is July 2nd, 702.
Okay. Oh, nice. Cancer. That's dope. Yeah, it's cancer, yeah? Yeah, it's cancer. Yeah, that's dope. But yeah.
That's your whole week? No, we started talking over you, so did you finish?
Sure, whatever. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking. I don't know. I can't remember.
He about to rush me to say what?
No,
I ain't do shit.
Right, work.
Deanna's birthday this weekend though.
Oh yeah, it was.
Yeah, so
y'all went to my favorite pizza place.
Oh man, pizza's so good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were gonna do. We had reservations at Barry's, but we had the tomahawk and lobster from Mijo's at Durango.
Mm-hmm. How was Mijo's?
Okay.
It's top fucking notch.
It's good.
Top notch. We got the bone. In the freezer. I mean, not in the freezer. In the fridge to give the ginger and shit. That motherfucking bone is bigger than her. bone. And it's got hella meat on it.
I know you're a big Oyster Bar fan. So
mm-hmm. I haven't went there yet, but the line was long as fuck in that motherfucking
bar. Oh,
but we are going to go try it out.
I know you're going to be in there.
I'm going to try it out. I'm going to see how it is. Just to look. I'm going to see how it is. But if they have a long ass wait.
Which one? At where?
He about to go to the other one.
Fast as fuck.
No, Santa Fe. I go to Santa Fe.
He goes to Santa Fe because he said the lines is, because Palace Station lines be long as fuck too.
Hell yeah. No line in Santa Fe, and it's and the food tastes exactly the fucking same as Palace Station.
I forgot where the other one was. Thank you for reminding me.
Well, yeah. You asked him about a new one. You going to go where?
At Durango.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the new Durango, I ain't peeped that one yet. See the Bears what? Ain't nothing to see.
Wow,
that's,
like, don't do that.
I'm a Bears fan and it's...
I mean, but we... What are you watching? You got to celebrate any, like...
Any little thing.
Well, yeah,
everything.
I saw the Cowboys.
It's bad
Bears
for us.
Fans.
I saw, like, the Cowboy motherfucking shit.
It's real bad for us.
We went down and had some drinks down at the, Fremont and shit on Fremont Street.
Mm-hmm.
And, Because Deanna got that goddamn Onyx card, so she gets free drinks down there, motherfucker.
What the fuck is the Onyx card?
Like your player's card.
Oh, okay.
They go whatever the levels. Onyx is like one of the top ones. So
super player card. Like,
right.
So you swipe that, just show it to them, they'll give you free drinks. And I give them like $5 tip. And boom, we give a couple of shots of tequila, some beers and shit. And
yeah. That's what's up.
But none. Other than that, no, I didn't do shit. Did y'all watch Leave the World Behind?
No, not yet.
Okay, not yet. I'm probably gonna watch it tonight.
On where?
Netflix.
I'm gonna peep it.
I gave it a 10 out of 10. I saw
Leave the World Behind.
It was
I saw Beyonce. Sorry, I just need to tell y'all that the movie was great. I ain't gonna hold y'all because I feel like I've been talking about Beyonce on this show since September.
I thought you saw that shit. When did you see it?
Last Sunday after we left.
Oh, you were going.
Yeah, I went to the concert. Yeah, I remember that. And then I went to go see the movie, and it was everything I ever dreamed, and I cried twice. It was great. Like, I wasn't going there. The whole time. And you know what's so crazy? No, okay, so that's what's so crazy is that here.
Were you into one of them theaters where niggas was putting on a show?
I wish. That's the problem, because I fucking live across the street from fucking bougie-ass downtown Summerlin, like...
And so,
no, that's what I'm saying, y'all. It's you keep hitting all the things I need to point out. It was enough black people, and it wasn't even full. So that's what I was thinking. Like, if it's full, maybe people because they over here don't want to stand up and stuff. Cool, but it's not that many people. We all got like our own space to like dance and all that shit, and they were not doing it. The lights went down. I was like, happy renaissance. They was like, oh, and they started clapping. I was like, okay, straight. So like when the music played, we up. Like we was not up. And my daughter was like,
they're waiting for somebody to set it off.
It's cultural.
My daughter,
if you went to Houston, it's automatic.
Yeah, I guess so. Automatic. So my daughter touches me and she goes, Mom, we're not going to get up if they're not going to get up.
No.
And I was like,
but we
were hella dancing in our seat. I brought my fan. I was clacking time.
Y'all supposed to stand.
We were singing. Like we
you
wasn't like mumbling to us.
Their seats and
like,
all that.
Y'all supposed to stand up. Be like, what the fuck, y'all? It's Beyonce.
Did she do her old songs?
At the concert, she sung something from every album.
Okay.
And this one, you get a couple of old songs, but they do cut a couple of them from the set just because you have to have time for the documentary. I don't know, like, I know, again, I'm the only girl in here, but, like, the Homecoming documentary felt more like a documentary. Like, this feels more like a concert with some, like, extra stuff in it.
Okay.
It's so good. I cannot, Beyonce girl, I know you don't listen to this, but if you did, can you please put that on a streaming service so I can watch it again? It was so good.
Which service you wanted on?
She said, "Letter to Beyonce."
Dear girl.
Netflix.
We're going to put that in a letter.
I don't care. Amazon Prime, Netflix, anywhere I can find it is all I'm asking.
It's going to be on Tidal.
I think she should go with Prime.
It's going to be on Tidal if it's going to be anywhere.
It's fine.
I think Jeff Bezos, is he Amazon?
I paid for it once. I wait for somebody to bootleg it.
I think Amazon will give her more money.
I pay for the concert and for the movie. I deserve a bootleg version. It's all good.
I think Amazon would give her more money than Tidal could.
I think so, too. It would be great. And it's, wait, because Netflix will have Homecoming, so maybe it'll go to Netflix.
Okay. What's Homecoming?
The thing she did for Coachella.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's all. I'm sorry. I just needed to point out that whoever was in the Summerlin Luxury Theater in number 5 on Sunday, last Sunday, y'all are so whack. Y'all are so whack.
That's like that's how you feel about a whole entire group.
I'm standing on business.
Okay. So and like, they're gonna see you. They're gonna see you about it.
That's fine. Yeah. It's fine. I live right across the street. It's fine.
She said, "I will be back."
That's fine.
Standing like king.
On business. Yeah, but that's it. Okay, sorry, but that's it. I was just so disappointed. But y'all right. I should have probably got up first.
Yeah. Somebody had to do it.
Yeah. But my daughter is one of those people, like, she just will, like, melt in her seat if she feels, like, embarrassed. Like,
Zuri will, too. Nah, when we went on a cruise, Zuri took me fucking dancing.
I love it.
I don't fucking dance. And Brooke was sick. Uh-huh. We were in Jamaica. Uh-huh. But, dancing is the fucking, I was like, fuck, Zuri.
And you better get up there.
Got over there and dance in front of a bunch of fucking strangers.
I love it.
But everybody was dancing. The shit was turned up in Jamaica.
Come on, Zuri, going to her first Jamaican party. Hell yeah.
For real.
Oh, shit. Okay. Sorry. That's it.
That's it. I don't think I did nothing else.
We high.
That pizza rock was good than a motherfucker, though, man.
It's so good.
I had the picante. That bitch comes with, like, fucking peppers on it, like, hot peppers on that bitch, and pepperoni and ham or whatever the fuck. And then I sprinkle that fucking
disgusting.
Sprinkle that.
I'm disgusting.
Nah, you shit.
Nigga mouth watering over there.
I was sitting here like, hey, y'all want to go to Pizza Rock?
Sprinkle that hot oil on that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
And I brought my own hot sauce for that.
Not you, Russia. Come on, hot sauce in your bag.
Real nigga.
Hell
yeah.
Real RNS.
And it was cowboys all in that motherfucker, too.
Yeah, they're everywhere. They're going to be here for, like, the next, like, week or so.
They're a little family.
They got, like, a whole 2-week shebang bang.
That's at South Point?
It's at South Point. They had some cowboy Christmas shit in Rio. Like, they everywhere.
I wonder what's the lockup rate on them cowboy hat wearing motherfuckers.
Just like everybody else. You know, they got young motherfuckers out here getting drunk.
Right.
Yeah.
Getting locked the fuck up fast.
Crash your cars, flipping them on their sides and shit.
Yeah, all that shit.
Yeah.
Going down.
Yeah.
Driving on the wrong side of the road. It's a lot of that shit.
Oh, my God.
Every event has its fair share of drunk motherfuckers just out here that's wild and they get too drunk and get arrested.
Yep. Never fails.
You ever watch that shit, the Vegas lockup shit? I forgot what it's called, but it's Vegas Jail or Jail Vegas.
I used to watch it some years ago.
Fucking hilarious and shit.
People be real drunk, bro. That shit's crazy.
Hell yeah, they even getting checked into the county and shit. You see them getting out the police car and bring them through intake and shit. Shit's crazy.
Why do we like to watch stuff like that?
Because it's real life.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Especially niggas have been locked shit, up.
Niggas that like, relate to.
Yeah.
I was there, nigga.
Yeah. Or like, remember when y'all used to watch like old cops episodes?
My and then you see. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm about to say, and then you like see some shit that you recognize in the back because it's in your city. Like, oh, yeah. Should I know where that's at?
Especially Cops Vegas. Hell yeah.
I'm traumatized by cops.
Why are you traumatized by cops?
Because my grandma, RIP my grandma, but she said, we used to be younger watching that shit. She used to be like, she said, yeah, when it be in Cali, she'd be like, yeah, look for your dad.
Oh, no.
She'd be like, yeah, look for your dad. So every time I'll be watching cops, I'll be like, yeah, I'll be waiting for it to pop. My pops from Long Beach, so I'll be like, yeah, I'll be waiting for them popping Long Beach. Like, okay, I'm too big. You feel me?
I've seen a nigga I know on cop before.
That is so fucking funny.
Y'all seen anybody you know on cop?
Hey, my granny was a code with LB.
That's hilarious. She said, look for your daddy.
I definitely seen a nigga I know on cops.
Dang, that's crazy.
Getting arrested in front of motherfucking the Hard Rock, the old Hard Rock, because it was some years ago.
Oh, shit.
Like on Paradise type shit.
Oh, man. No, I haven't had the pleasure of seeing somebody I know on cops.
It wasn't a pleasure. Well, I guess it was. I don't really fuck with them like that.
So. Every arrest on cops is hilarious a little bit. Right. Said, I don't give a fuck about him.
Right.
It was on there. I was tuned in.
Right.
That shit was crazy. But my most embarrassing shit watching cops, I was in the dentist's office.
Okay.
And they had cops on the fucking screen.
At the dentist's office?
The dentist's office.
That's interesting.
Right, yeah, dentist's office. I don't know if it was supposed to be on that motherfucker. But everybody in the lobby was watching goddamn cops. And I'm the only nigga in that motherfucker. It's a nigga getting arrested. it's a nigga getting arrested on the motherfucker.
Like, yeah, can you turn yeah. it? Can I get the remote?
Yeah.
I was just like, damn.
Cause they all like side eye looking at you.
Yeah, you know they is.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's not. It's probably one of his homeboys.
Not my homeboy. He's outstanding citizen.
Oh shit. Okay.
Let's get into this Jay Grimes interview.
What's up?
Yeah. First of all, you want to tell us about the weed? Before I got some questions, but first of all, tell us about yourself and tell us about this weed that we're smoking on.
Yes.
Oh yeah. So
awesome packaging.
I partnered with my partner Slim. You feel me? We got the company Good Buds. We got our first design rolling out here soon. We just waiting for the rest of our bags. I got some prototypes here that I gifted y'all. I think we got some permanent marker in one of the bags and some coochie rents.
Sweet.
You feel me? And then
some what?
Some coochie rents.
Oh, okay.
I don't make the names. I just smoke the shit.
Coochie rents.
Rents.
Runts.
Runts.
Oh. Yeah, it's like a rent strain.
Coochie rents.
Yeah, coochie rents.
Okay. I'll leave that for one.
And what's
y'all.
The other one?
The other one is some permanent marker.
Permanent marker.
Yeah, permanent okay. markers. That's one of my favorites. I'm not gonna lie. Nice. And this blunt, I got some Jet Fuel Gelato and a sweet aromatic loose leaf, and it's smoking.
Nice. The packaging is very, very dope.
I appreciate it. I designed it myself. Shout out my boy Chuck.
Is this another one? A different one?
Yes, it is.
It together.
Yes, it is.
You might need to put some flame to it. It's kind of going out.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's giving San Andreas, like. Yeah,
it was. So we themed it off of the GTA Vice City bags. Mm-hmm. And the reason I did it that way is that way we could kind of like brand everywhere.
Yeah.
I'd be all over. You know what I'm saying? My people's be out in Miami. We'd be out in Philly, Hawaii. So we want to be able to take the bags and kind of incorporate. We could put like just a different name on it. And our goal is to kind of like make different designs that aren't based around like strains or bags, kind of just like lifestyle type bags that you could just put whatever in, you know?
I got you. So, that's dope.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate it.
Yeah. You got like some old Vegas on there.
Yeah, I got
pass that bag over here.
Yeah, it's crazy. Me and my partner, we hand selected everything. Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
We hand selected all the images, and then my boy Chuck, he animated them in his AI. And yeah, we just put it together. Came out great.
It looks awesome. Like, real good.
Yeah. So, I got a y'all seen the movie Sin City?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I got a bag concept for that, for, like, the cover for my next bag. It's going to be something similar with, like, the dope. Black and white.
Black
with,
and
like,
white the red with effects. The, yeah, it's gonna that's be dope.
Some crazy shit.
You got the Riviera on here.
Yeah,
I remember the Riviera
school,
got torn down.
And then we threw the like little F1 at the time, because at the time that's what was going on. You know what I'm saying? Make sure we got the downtown incorporated. So, and then the final bags are going to be completely different. These ones, you know, have like a lot of the labeling on the front. It's just going to be plain, just plain image. So you labeling can see everything
on the back.
And then labeling on the back. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we getting them official print through the factory. So that way everything comes like how you get it through the dispensary. So it's going to look proper. Dope.
That's what's up. Yeah.
Dope ideal.
Was that the only question you had about, or do you want to tell us anything else?
That's pretty much it. I mean, shit, other than that, I've been working on some music. I just recently dropped 3 songs. I got all my music uploaded on Apple Music, like as far as my music videos and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I've just been working with my distro on that. I got a mixtape coming up, and then working on some songs for my brother that passed away. Okay. You know, I've just been trying to keep his legacy going. For you know what I'm saying? It's been kind of hard to sit in the sessions and like mix and master his song. So we try to pick like very specific times. So his birthday's actually coming up the day after Christmas. So we'll be releasing a song in his honor. And then
Who's your brother?
His name's Cash Bandicoot. He's out of Reno.
Okay.
So he passed away. It's coming up on 3 years now. So
damn.
It'll be 3 years.
Shout out to Reno.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace, Bandicoot. Yeah.
I went to UNI.
Reno, go up.
Yeah, it's like baby.
Yada from Reno.
Yeah,
you from Reno?
Nah, I'm not from Reno. I was out there for a little minute.
Okay.
I had moved up there for a minute. I was working at the Tesla Gigafactory for a short little minute.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was dope. It was actually a dope experience. Shit, I was down bad, and my plug at the time, he like, yo, we got an opportunity. Like, they paying us buku bucks. Let's go up to Reno. I'm like, Reno, they're like, yeah, you're going to be an electrician. They're going to train you, give you all the tools. I'm like, word. Well, we go up there. I get in. We start making like 2 bands a week off rip. They're paying us $17 an hour at the time. I'm like 19.
Yeah. Oh,
$17 an hour plus $150 a day per diem.
Yeah.
And teaching me everything that we need to know.
You know? Yeah. So, that's what's up.
Yeah. It was a dope experience. It didn't really last long. That's when I.
It lasted long enough for you to return the information and get some money.
Right? Yeah, no, for sure.
So it worked.
You was up there on a Gigafactory job?
Built it. We built it back in, 2017?
I was up there too. I worked for a company called QPS at the time.
Okay. I forgot who I worked for.
And we did a lot of commercial electricity runs too. That's why I like learned how to bend conduit and stuff like that and do wire runs. So
I might have worked.
That's some fucking awesome information to just learn and get paid for.
Off that knowledge alone, I was able to enter into tried to enter into the union, and I passed my test first time without even studying, just off the knowledge that I had. Even if today you pass me a bender, I'm bending you 90s, whatever you need. You feel me? Offsets, like. It's just natural, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
And
they don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I mean, but right, nigga, damn.
No. When he said bend 90 and offset, she's like, yeah. I'm like,
I'm just saying, yes. Okay, electrician shit.
Right,
like,
same shit. Yeah, I'm agreeing because I understand what you're talking about, but I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, thanks. He's here trying to play us. Like,
no, I'm saying, right. What is a bend 90?
We don't fucking know, but we know it's electrician shit.
That's all electrician. You need to run wires.
Electrician shit. He retained electrician shit information. Is the gist of. Can you let people talk?
Yeah, I'm just saying it's just funny.
Wow. Anyway.
Right.
He might be trying to play us like
right on some like.
No, you got to pass that blunt though, because
I
need to see what that motherfucker about again.
I was so
listening to the electrician shit.
That nigga high. That's all it was. He just
period.
Stuck.
That's
that,
it.
That. But I was so into the story. But keep going.
You light the blunt.
That's pretty much the end of the story. That's really all I got.
What first got you into music,
man? Some crazy shit. I actually been making music for like 12 years. My friend that passed away, R.I.P. Samuel Romero, when I was younger, like 14, 15 years old, he had passed away from a seizure. And me and my friend at the time, my boy Cash, not the Cash from Reno, it was a different Cash that I met when I was running around in Spring Valley. We had actually made a song for him in honor of him. And that's like what started my dedication for music. And ever since then, like just kind of like what I be going through, I kind of like always express myself through my music.
Oh my God, I was so dying. Sorry.
It just kind of like turned into a passion. I make so much music that I don't even release. Mm-hmm. And it's just because it's just for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just love to do it, even if people don't hear it, just because I feel like it's not even really respected in the proper terms that it needs to be. So, because
y'all put a lot of stuff, like a lot of emotion and a lot of like work into y'all craft.
But
like,
it just depends. It just depends, because you know I'm definitely into the music shit. You gotta put that shit out if it, you know, because just listen. So I'm just saying Vegas artists, because that's mostly the shit I listen. Mostly what I listen to. There's artists that I want to hear that shit from. I want to hear that pain from, you know what I'm saying, or right. what they really going through. So if you put it out there, you got to, you know, figure out who going. We out there. People out there that want to listen to it. So.
Oh, God. And that's kind of what I've been trying to focus on, is just pushing out the catalog that I do have, the music that I've been sitting on, and the music that people want to hear. Because I've learned to realize that it's the music that I hate that people end up loving the most.
People say that. It's weird.
It's crazy, because it's so hard for you to put it out because you generated so many feelings for it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like having to learn to set that aside to build your fan base. And My main thing is I've been just like kind of focusing on the organic reach of it, and not trying to have to force being an artist. I just want to be an artist naturally. You know, I'm tired of having to pay for the extras, different outfits just to shoot a video, and making sure I don't have the same shoes on when I'm on Instagram. Like, just little different shit like that. I just want to be able to live my life and document it as I go. You know what I'm saying? Because after so much time, it's like the shit is really natural. Like, so that's been my main thing. And, that's really it. I've been focusing on my business. So.
That is very strong.
That's some Jetfield gelato.
It's great.
Some gas. I appreciate it.
That's what I was telling you, and I was like, go slow, because I almost died up here.
What's your creative process like?
So as of lately, actually, I just recently switched my creative process. My creative process has been the same for so long. So my original creative process, I kind of just like sit and select my beats. I really just listen to like beats on BeatStars or YouTube. I got a couple producers that I like to work with solely. Shout out my boy TZ. He's actually managed to capture my sound and create beats that are like sound exactly for me. Like, you listen to it and you're like, okay, this is for Jay. Like,
right.
But my creative process, I just listen to the beat and I write the song, like kind of like how people would like to consider themselves as a freestyle. Mm-hmm. I'll come up with like four bars and I'll write it down.
Yeah.
And then as I progress, I'll keep saying those four bars and come up with the next two bars. You know what I'm saying? And just progress through the whole song. And then by the time I'm done writing where I feel comfortable and I, you know, load it up onto my Pro Tools and I press record, I say it all the way through my when I record on the mic, everything is one take. I don't have to punch it in. Mm-hmm. That way I practice on my delivery while I'm writing the song. You know what I'm saying? So it's like knocking two things out at one time.
It is. Mm. Way less time on the boards.
As of recently, to try to expand my creativeness, I've been trying to write without hearing any music. So just writing a full-on song without actually hearing the beat, and then curving those words to whatever beat that I hear, or whatever beat I like, or whatever beat is sent to me. So trying to fit songs into beats or areas that I normally wouldn't try to get into. So that's one thing that I've been trying to work on. Trying not to get trapped into the same sound.
That's how I used to
do it. That's how I used to do it.
Shut the fuck up.
I used to write no beat, just write.
That's how the hardest shit comes out, because you can really put that shit over whatever. Like, when you see people on these freestyle songs, or when they go to the interview and they rapping over a beat, it's really just some shit that they done formulated that can go over with whatever they wanted to. You know what I'm saying? It's typically fit for their BPM. Everybody has like a certain BPM that they like to rock with. You know what I'm saying? So
when I was in Germany, niggas, I was a rapping ass.
It was too short.
Man, let's hear some shit. I'm trying to hear some shit. I know you got some.
This was back in 1990, motherfucking. Come 1994 and 97. Now listen, my homeboy Sawyer, Chris Sawyer from Colorado.
You sound like Cool Mo D.
Chris Sawyer, he had a full fucking. He had a recording studio in his side of the room of his barracks. And his roommate was a nigga. No, his first roommate was a Mexican nigga. So he was always gone. But he was cool. He didn't give a fuck. We'd be in there, nigga. We'd be drunk off the 151. Because we used to get 151 ice cold. Ugh. And then you could take shots of it when it was ice cold. It wouldn't kill you. You know what I'm saying? But 151 is strong as fuck. But
yeah.
Shots of that shit, nigga. We'd be in that bitch lit. But we'd be in there rapping our motherfucking asses off, nigga.
You niggas thought y'all was some stars, some Army barrack stars.
Well, we were some barracks.
You don't remember none?
Yeah, had one tape out. That was one take, one Jake.
I'm not repeating that shit. I'm not repeating
that shit wasn't even recorded, was it?
We got some, you know what?
He said, I'm not repeating none of that, bro.
there might be some old videos at Ma's house and like in one of Ma's closets or something that I
got. Go find them. Y'all need to go find them immediately.
I got shit like on a videotape or some shit because we used to record our sessions and shit on tape.
Oh my God.
And and we would just record all random shit too, like all types of shit.
I hella want to hear your 1991 flow.
My 94 flow. I was on some NWA slash Too Short shit.
Not NWA slash Too Short.
With a little bit of love making LL Cool J type shit.
I cannot.
It's a versatile flow.
Oh my God, you have to find these tapes real fast, but I still want to hear it.
I got two more questions. I got who's at the top of your collaboration list?
Man,
Vegas wise.
Vegas wise and then Dream wise.
Yeah, Vegas wise and Dream wise.
So like two from each.
Sure.
Yeah, one from each.
No, two. Stop.
Okay. I think it'd make it easy, shit.
One is not easy.
Okay. Yeah.
Two. Nah. It's really hard because Vegas wise is tough because I feel like the hardest artists out of Vegas are within reach. So it's not like it's not like something that I had to fantasize about.
The locals are people like that you could probably obviously get, right? But we talking about like major label, like, so you
as
know
far
I mean?
As Vegas though,
yeah, so Vegas too, who would you say
who's major though, who are we
pick two locals. Yeah. Pick two locals, right, and then pick like two people like high, like, you know what I'm saying, like
two artists,
like whoever,
two artists that I fuck with out of Vegas that I would work with that I haven't worked with yet. Probably Lil J-O.
Okay.
J.O. Hart, you feel me?
Dope as hell.
That's my young nigga, you feel me? Much respect. I'll definitely fuck with him. Probably my nigga Richie, honestly. Shout out my nigga Richie Bucks. He doing his thing, you feel me?
For sure.
We in the same circle and all that, you know what I'm saying? We just never really got to, you know what I'm saying, collaborate on a track. Probably honorable mention is Chuck, my nigga Chuck. We've been in talks of getting on something, but he a Vegas nigga, but he got like that Midwest, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So... definitely be probably a fun project. And on probably like a bigger scale, I don't know. Like, I don't want to talk out of reach. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
there's not out of reach. There's not out of reach.
Is Drake out of reach?
No.
I got to say.
Drake is giving. Y'all don't know because y'all don't like listen to like. I mean, I don't know, but like Drake has given some verses to like some stuff that you would have never thought he would have given verses to.
Drake is
so like I feel like it would be easy for a rapper
on hip hop, right?
But we're just talking. Like, why can't, like, if that's like, there's no out of
reach.
Well,
he said out of reach. So
there's no out of reach answer.
I'm
trying to.
So I say that on like a relatable level, just because of like the type of music that I make, and I want to say like somebody that I could like actually collaborate with and be able to work with. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't stay in pocket with Drake. You know what I'm saying? I can't get on the song with Lil Baby. You feel me? And I'm not saying that I can't, but I'm not there yet. You feel me? So, the people that, you know what I'm saying, that I would say are bigger than me, I'll probably, you know what I'm saying, I've always wanted to do a song with Babyface Ray. You feel me?
He's a huge
artist to me. It's kind of crazy. My boy Stone, it was actually one point in life where I was ready to make an investment and get a future, and somebody that we were talking about was Babyface Ray. And we're like, what's the future price? You know what I'm saying? We were talking about it. I'm like, I'll probably drop 5 on it. He's like, nah, the future price is like 10. And we're going back and forth about it. Literally a week later, Babyface Ray on the jet with Future. Future price then went up. You know what I'm saying?
Right. 25
bands. It's out of reach. You know what I'm saying? But it could have been possible at one point in my life.
Okay.
So that's one thing that I probably would do. Other than that, there's an artist, Lil Bean, from the Bay Area.
Yeah,
I don't know if y'all heard of him.
Yeah,
you know
Lil
saying?
B, the bass guy.
Not Lil B. I fuck with Lil B though.
Oh, okay, but what are you talking about?
Lil Bean. Bean. Yeah, okay. Lil Bean. Zay Bang, you feel me? But I fuck with Lil Bean. His style, you feel me? A lot of people say that, you know what I'm saying? We got like a similar cadence, you feel me? So I definitely fuck with him. That's probably it, you feel me?
Okay, that's cool.
No, that's dope. That's hella dope. They got all the written down.
I have one. I'd be prepared, nigga.
Yeah, we see.
If you could open for any artist, who would it be? At any show, any artist.
See, and I feel like this, you can just think however. Man,
you know who because I, you know how I want to open for? I ain't even going to lie. Who? I want to open for Meek. You feel me? Ooh, I fuck with Meek.
Yeah.
I want to open for Meek on some Dream Chasers shit just because he fuck with the youth. You feel me? Like, yeah. Right. That's something I could
get. There's going to be a lot of niggas in that crowd.
That was a good answer.
For sure, for sure. I feel like he'll have an audience that I could tend to. Yeah, you feel me? No matter what. It's some shit like on some relatable shit, you feel me?
Cause yeah.
Other than that, probably Big Sat. Big Sat going up. I don't know if y'all heard of him, you feel me? He's voice of the streets right now out of LA, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'll open up for my nigga Big Sat.
Okay. Have you seen a Meek Mill concert at Dre's or anything?
Nah, I on some funny shit, I was actually supposed to fly when he sold out Madison Square Garden. I was actually supposed to fly out there on some last minute shit. It would have been my first time in New York, but I didn't get to make my flight, but I always wanted to see Meek Mill in live in concert.
So. Right. I think he'd be at Dre's. I'm pretty sure he'd be at Dre's, be popping with every damn body.
Yeah.
You got to go through that.
Dre's always like that.
No, for sure, for sure.
Right.
I just be needing niggas to like not be 3 hours late.
Oh, God. Right.
Like.
They ain't got time for that.
Yeah.
You already waiting.
They're like, what kind of shoes do I have on? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't think I would want to experience it in that environment. You feel me? Like, maybe if he had a show at like the Spear or something, you feel me?
Right.
I'll pull up to some shit like that. Or like, I always love traveling and like going to shows. Like, I was supposed to go to a Dirk show in Hawaii, but it got canceled.
Mm. Oh, that would have been dope.
Yeah, I always try to do that shit. That way you could like, it incorporates a memory. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I'm so stuck in Vegas. I love Vegas. So I'm so stuck here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'll really be trying to live my life elsewhere.
Yeah.
You're traveling, though. I've been seeing your shit. We've been following each other on social media for years and shit. Your ass be.
Yeah, no, I for sure.
On planes.
Oh, God.
You plan on doing any local shows? Code 7 shows or, you know what I'm saying? Anything like that?
Like, as far as, like, interviewers or, like, podcasts, definitely. You feel me? Like, I definitely fuck with, like, the local scene as far as media. Right. I just feel like I haven't been, like, in the proper correlations or, like, I haven't been on my shit enough, you know what I'm saying, to be in that light. As far as performances, nah, I've done, like, my fair share of performances in the city. I feel like I'm over that shit, you know what I'm saying? I've been on tour. We did a show in Eugene, Oregon. I've done shows in Santa Ana. It's kind of crazy. So, like, I don't know if y'all know, you know what I'm saying? I speak on it, but I don't really speak on it a lot.
Okay.
But, Woo's my brother. You feel me? That's my brother for life. You know what I'm saying?
Boy, let's not bring up Woo's name in this show.
You know what I'm saying?
It's on some serious shit.
Nah. It's not on no serious shit. But he's the one that told me, you feel me, like, don't do no shows unless you getting paid. You feel me?
Okay.
Don't do no shows unless you getting paid. And I live by that shit. Because when I was on tour and I did a show in Eugene, Oregon, that shit got shot up. And literally I was 3 seconds away from opening the door and being out there where people got hit.
Yeah.
So since then I live by that. So I feel like there's no venues, no performances where they'll reach out to me. I'm not in that limelight yet to where I'm getting booked and getting paid to come out to shows. You feel me?
Right.
So
I just gotta, I don't even seem like I don't wanna be like bad guy on this interview, but it ain't like I be at local shows, you know what I'm saying? And it ain't like they just getting shot the fuck up. Shit goes down every weekend, like, you know what I'm saying? Shit, local shows be goddamn popping. And you, every now and then you have your vibe, just like you have your vibe at a fucking country show or whatever show. So, like.
You know who's not going to find out about that shit?
Us.
I be at different local events down there every weekend, you know what I'm saying? So.
I'll definitely pop out, you know what I'm saying? Right. I'm definitely open to doing shows, but I just feel like the shows, I'm not saying in any of the shows that you mentioned, I've done like shows like Ninja Karaoke and stuff like that. I just feel like I'm not going anywhere that I've already been.
No, you feel me?
If I get booked for some shit or somebody reaches out and they want me to collaborate or come do their show, I'll come rock it out.
Ninja Karaoke is a good spot. You get to hone your craft in front of, you know what I'm saying?
It definitely is. And I fuck with the people that put that shit together. You feel me? They're well respectable people. They've always, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that I'm worried about something that's going to pop off. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like, shit, I'm just ready to make some money. You feel me? And I understand, like, it takes a lot to build that up. You got to build a fan base. You know what I'm saying? But when I go to these other places, when I go to Philly and I'm in these Ubers or when I'm at these fucking college parties and I'm playing my music, the love that I get from them, from those people is just so much more than I get from my own city. And I'm okay with that. You know what I'm saying? Because I have the means to travel and experience that shit. You know what I'm saying? People that are stuck here, I feel like, are so one-track minded. Like, this is all I got. And you have to work and work and work, and it's like you really don't. You know what I'm saying? Right. All you have to do is
branch out.
Branch out and put that shit together. You know what I'm saying? Spend that bag. You feel me? Right. You can't be scared to spend that bag.
Dizzy Wright had a couple months ago. He had a residency out here, and he charged people anywhere from like, it was up to, I think, $420, but you can pay goddamn 50 cent if you wanted to come in. You know what I'm saying? So it was just whatever you wanted to pay. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But something like that, don't pay more than $420. So it was just an ideal motherfuckers had to make money.
Yeah, no.
So, you know what I'm saying? See how motherfuckers appreciate them.
Yeah.
But it was dope. You know, Dizzy Wright, dope ass artist.
Oh, God. Yeah, fucking Dizzy. Fucking right. Dizzy for sure.
Did you go?
Hell yeah, I went.
How much you pay?
I knew he was about to ask that.
40 cents,
nigga. I actually get paid because I was in there on a media capacity.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
So I didn't pay anything.
Yeah, no, I definitely. I
could have tossed a dollar at that thing in the bucket. They have a bucket.
I was working. I was promoting the shit.
Oh, God.
That's good.
I seen Dizzy.
I don't have no danger at the Orleans bowling alley.
Shit, you crazy than a motherfucker. You crazy. Shit, be fighting. Niggas be fighting all up in the motherfucking casino and bowling alleys.
Not really. Not when I be there.
Man.
I want to go bowling.
Let's do it. We got to go.
Okay.
Y'all been saying this shit for 3 years. We ain't even been going through.
The 420 in Vegas bowling high as fuck.
Listen, I'm really trying to like have like little like pop outs. Just be like, hey, we about to be here. Come through.
We could probably take the Puffco and that motherfucker. You feel me?
They
probably
wouldn't
even stress it. It's the news crew.
Motherfuckers getting there smoking cigarettes and shit.
Right.
Y'all was talking shit about him earlier.
I'm hella over here eating them. I'm so high.
I knew they was going to go.
I'm over here like.
Motherfucking bust it.
I'm so sorry. I'm sure. I appreciate
it. You got new music that's on Apple Music already? Cause we can play a song at the end of the show.
Yeah, for sure. I got some new shit that's on Apple Music that ain't been heard yet. I don't know if y'all tuned in. I'll definitely send it over to you.
Yeah.
Music. Weebo just dropped a motherfucking album that is dope as fuck. I don't know if y'all know who Weebo is, but
we played one of his songs before.
Yeah, sure. He just dropped the album. It's crazy.
But other than that, I don't have anything. Do y'all have any other questions?
No, this is awesome. I have
some prepared questions to answer all of them, so.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Talk about some trending talk.
Let's do it.
Well, hey, thank you for coming on the show, man.
Yeah, you already know. It's love.
At the end, we'll have you give all your socials out and shit when we give ours out and shit. But, yeah, I really, really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man. You know, we've been rocking since the beginning. I appreciate it.
All right.
The sound effects for
this. I cannot.
I remember when you got the equipment. When you first got the equipment, you're like, I don't even know how to put this shit together. I'm like, look, man, this shit easier than you making this scene.
Yeah. Right.
My dog was one cord off. He almost had it. But look at him now. I was surprised to come out. I'm like, look at this shit, man. Look at this shit, man. It came a long way, man. Let us see it.
I can go from when we're done recording, I have this shit uploaded and ready to go in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Only thing that stalls me out sometimes, I'll be thinking of a fucking title for the episode.
Right, be asking me, I'd be like,
I showed Ray the shit was not that easy last week.
You have to be consciously thinking about it during the recording. Right. So if something can pop out and you got to write it down. Mm-hmm. That's how I always came up with mine.
The Good Budge episode.
Yeah, there you go. Very good.
Man, appreciate it.
Okay. So, do you guys want to talk about some stuff? We already talked about Woo. That was like our topic.
That wasn't even a topic, was it? I guess it was a topic.
It was a
right?
topic.
It was a topic. Well,
you were a topic this week.
It was viral.
Before we get into the news clippings of the week, I did have a couple of questions.
So, he do got more stuff. Right,
did you smoke weed in high school?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
No.
How did your parents find out you smoked?
Fuck.
No, I didn't. Okay, so I was I'm gonna wait until I'm 18 to do everything, kid.
So crude. Like,
wow.
Ain't that what it's called?
Wow. I was a straight edge.
Crude, straight edge.
No.
So you didn't drink in high school or nothing?
Mm-mm.
Damn. Oh shit.
I remember taking them up.
But like, I wasn't the person. I still went to all the parties and stuff. Like, I wasn't the person. Like, oh my god, you guys are smoking and drinking. Right. I just was like, nah, I'm cool.
Designated
like
native driver and shit.
Sure. Yeah. Basically. Yeah.
Needed one of them.
So I didn't do anything until I was 18. and I smoked, I had sex, I fucking got a tattoo, I got my nose pierced.
Shit. At 18?
All on the 18th birthday.
Yes. You no, I'm just kidding. No, but within that. 18. Yeah, like I.
So your boyfriend's in high school? Damn, them niggas just had to suffer, just had to be a boyfriend of no getting no ass.
I was, well, I.
They go to movies.
I was 18. I mean, I was 18 the summer before we went to college, like, but yeah, I mean, whatever. There's other stuff to do. There's other stuff to do.
Oh, you was one of the Mormon versions.
What was that called? What was that shit? What was that shit called?
Soaking.
No!
Hey, on your ass.
Oh my God. Anyway.
No, wait. Just don't say no so fast.
Wow. Like, what's other stuff?
But no, like, no.
What kind of podcast is this turning into?
No, I don't want to talk about no other stuff, nothing like
no,
that.
No, what?
We just talk about
a nigga to death.
Not to death. The best hand job. Stop it.
We only got
okay.
We
got
to talk about
Y'all listen, I just felt like that was my
That's
way.
That's a good date, nigga.
Not every time.
Oh my God. He's all right. He's fine. He's gone on and he's fine.
Said not every time.
No, you're right. We're done.
Anyway.
We're done. Right. I was just talking about the soap and shit. That shit was.
No, that's no. What was definitely soaking? Not that.
So let him know.
Okay, so Mormon kids, like, they want to stay a virgin, but they also be horny as hell. So, like, there's this term called soaking. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
And so the dude lays, or the girl lays down, and then the dude just inserts his dick. And then he just sit there and they don't do anything. And then like if there's like friends around, the friends can come and like bump the bed or something, or like jump on the bed, but they can't, he cannot pump, or they are, or they both lost their virginity.
They go to hell or something.
It's called soaking.
It's called soaking. Soaking.
Soaking.
Like soaking in it.
Like soaking water.
I could have lived my life without knowing. I could have continued on the rest of my years.
That's fucking weird. I don't even know.
That shit is. There's a lot of de-virginized motherfuckers over there then, because they just try to.
Well, they be fucking an ass too.
Whoa.
That don't count.
I don't know. All right. I don't know nothing about
what's
that.
What's the next topic?
But anyway, no. The answer is no. So now I guess y'all can answer, but y'all probably know each other's answers, or we can ask Jay.
I don't know. When did motherfucker not you smoke?
I don't know. I really don't even remember.
I remember my 17th birthday. I had a gang of weed left over in one of my pockets, and she. I think she had got the clothes together. So we had a maid. So but my mom would get My mom would get the clothes together and shit, and our maid would take care of everything. And she got the clothes together and shit, and I had hella weed in the pockets, and I know she came in there.
The maid snitched on you?
No, my mom came in there and asked me about, she's like, I found a bunch of weed in your damn pocket. I was like, oh, these niggas gave it to me for my birthday and shit. I was like, but I didn't fuck with it. I was like, that's why it was in my pocket. I came up with that lie on the spot. God. You know what I'm saying?
I was just holding it.
But she looking at me like,
I've been fine.
Like, yeah, okay, nigga. So I think at that point, she knew, about 17, she knew that I was smoking some motherfucking weed.
Right.
Okay. You were 17.
Yeah, but she went.
That's not far off from 18. Like, y'all just made a whole big whole hoopla.
No, no. I had been smoking. She just, my mom knew at 17 that I was smoking.
Okay.
But she found a pistol in my hoodie.
Damn.
Right. And threw that motherfucker away, and it wasn't mine. It was my homeboy's.
You was really holding it for somebody?
He was.
I was holding it for myself. But it wasn't mine.
It just ain't belonging to me. Yeah. I was supposed to give it back at some point, but I needed it at the time. Yeah, exactly. For an extended amount of time.
Right. But I came home, she was
rented
like,
it out.
What do you got a gun for? And I'm like, oh shit. That's, yo, fuck.
Yeah, I mean, you remember this one time y'all gonna go on a mission, and RM came with the old, like, fucking old long barrel revolver and shit. Like, motherfucking gun smoke gun and shit.
Yeah, it was a gun like that, something like that.
You were trying to hide an old ass, big ass gun?
No. I had
an African American one of them hoodies back in the day. You know what I'm talking about? The African American college ones.
Okay, yeah.
So I had it in the pocket, but we had a big ass closet that was like the size of this. It was like this room.
Uh huh.
Right? Yeah, it was about the size of this room. So.
Oh, the old closet, they converted into a little.
They converted it into a house
apartment.
Now.
Apartment.
Shit, it was just closet?
Yeah, it was all closet.
That's dope.
Right. So before it was closet, it was a driveway. and they turn the driveway into a big ass closet.
Okay.
And then they now they converted it to an apartment. A
separate.
A one bedroom apartment, bathroom and all that shit.
Yeah.
But so it was a big ass closet. You know what I'm saying? So she, why is she in the closet going through my section of the clothes to find a gun in the fucking pocket? But yeah, she threw it away on some good shit, on some crazy shit. Shout out
y'all
to Ma.
Bad.
Shout out to Ma. But no, I can't remember when she first found out I was smoking weed.
What about you, Jay? Man. Were you smoking before you left high school?
For sure. Shit, first time I smoked weed was probably like 14. I'm not gonna lie. My step pops was doing that. Passing me the blunt. Also, you need to chill out, shit. Like,
that's child abuse.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's child abuse.
At 14?
Yeah, nah. It was for sure. I mean, it gets deeper. You feel me?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like, you feel me? That's what was going on. Just like hit this shit. You need to chill out. They had tried a bunch of other shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
They had tried like black coffee, trying to like mellow me out. And that shit wasn't working. Like
melatonin.
But I was just
I made any kid in my family, like daughter, nieces, nephews, after 18, if you want to smoke some weed with me, fuck it, let's light up. But before 18, I wouldn't let them. I know they would probably do it on. I'm sure they were doing it on their own because them niggas used to look high a lot.
Oh God.
I told them once they turn 18, you're an adult. Because I know when I was 18, I was out the door, nigga. I was in the United States Army. I was fighting for my motherfucking country. So you couldn't tell me what the fuck.
That you 18, couldn't do.
Yeah, what I couldn't do at 18. So I'm going to give you the same freedom. Because if you fuck up, you can go to jail. You know what I'm saying? I can come bail you out, but I can't. You know what I'm saying? Once you're an adult.
I was in these streets. Fuck.
I have a
fly.
Yes, a big ass fly.
I don't know how that motherfucker got in.
Like, he just popped up out of nowhere right now. We've been here chilling. I ain't seen him.
He's sliding too.
But like, okay, I have a question. I don't know. Okay, so you said that you went to the Army at 18, right?
17.
Okay. At any point before you turned 21, did you come back home? Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like you went away at 17?
Yeah.
When did you come back? How old were you?
Wait, like permanently? Or what do you mean?
Just the first time you came back.
Hold on.
I guess I'm asking when you went to the
backtrack.
When you went to the Army, right? You were 17.
Yeah.
When did you come back for the first time to like see family and stuff? How old were you?
18.
Okay. Was it weird? Or do you think they should change the, like, drinking age if you are military? Was it weird for you to go and, like, do some crazy shit and see some crazy shit and then come home and people not be able to serve you a drink? Does that make sense?
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, but that don't apply to me because...
Okay.
I went to high school in Korea.
Okay.
Which we all know. I've talked about.
Yes, 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 yes.
I left from Korea to come back to the States.
Okay.
To go to basic training and AIT.
Okay.
And then I got my orders. I got stationed back in Korea, my own, not with my parents, but on my own. My duty station was a bus ride right down the street from my parents' house.
Okay.
So I was gone for, I left Korea in September of 90, and I came back in June of 91. So whatever that span of time is. And I was right back at home.
Was that just luck, or you put them?
It was luck. Well, it was luck, and my dad was my stepdad was in charge of the place where they send people. So, they met me when I got off the plane. So I got lucky as fuck.
Okay, right, but you still couldn't go to like a bar.
Yeah, I could because the drinking age was 18 in Korea.
Oh, because you were in Korea.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why it didn't apply to you. Okay, so had you been in the States, and I can ask you, got you two now. Had you guys been in the States and you guys would have returned to the States, right? Mm-hmm. And you guys were under 21. Like, do you guys feel a way that you still wouldn't be able to drink? Like, do you think there should be, like, some kind of, like, thing where it's like, damn, nigga, I was over here doing all of this shit. Like, I should be able to come and get a Heineken or whatever the fuck. Like,
The thing is, you know what I'm saying? Military niggas don't care because they're going to find a way anyway.
They're going to do it,
They're going to party at the hotels and everybody's going to bring alcohol and shit for the motherfuckers that's under 21. Because I was under 21 motherfucker party. Because even when I got back from Korea, I was just 19 or Actually, no, I didn't turn 19 until I got back to the United States.
So. Okay.
But then I was stationed in Georgia, and I couldn't go to fucking bars with my homeboys unless I took one of their IDs or something.
Yeah, see, and I feel like, I mean, I don't, like, again, as a bartender, I'm not obviously condoning underage drinking, but I do feel a little different about people that, like, go and, like, risk their lives for stuff.
Yeah. Right.
Like, cause I think about like going like older like wars and stuff, or even just the Afghanistan war.
So,
how somebody under 21 would have come back with his fucking legs blown off or something crazy, and he can't get a drink.
Like, so what if it's a firefighter, 19-year-old firefighter?
That's different. Well, you fight fires in America, nigga. That's your choice.
But he's still risking his life.
Well, I mean,
for a job, right?
In certain instances, it's your choice to go to the army too. Like, everybody ain't forcibly drafted,
right?
That's a good question.
Or a 19-year-old cop?
Nah, I don't deserve anything. No, I'm just kidding.
Shouldn't be no 19-year-old cops.
Yeah, like, what are you doing, bro? Like,
come on,
you
trying to 20
you trying to cop? You trying to cop nonstop so early in life?
We like, talking about realistically.
Yeah, that has to be college for like 4 years to become a cop.
Yeah, but that ain't what happens. Right?
What kind of lame ass nigga goes and just be a cop at 19? What kind of corny shit is that, bro?
The nigga that got
y'all saying it don't happen. It gotta happen.
The nigga got bullied.
Thousands of motherfuckers.
Sit your corny ass down, bro.
Motherfucker got bullied.
You over here like, I'm about to go.
People's parents are cops.
Like, you ain't even fucking like live your life not being a fucking weirdo. You just went straight into weirdo. And that's the hill you're gonna die on. That's crazy.
We got to find a number of.
And my last question before we get into the shit, y'all saw the play-in tournament, right? That the Lakers won.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I saw some video of motherfuckers celebrating. I hope it wasn't. They were celebrating like them niggas just won the championship, like in the streets of L.A. I hope that was old video or something.
Why are they celebrating these niggas getting a check?
I mean, did y'all put any value in the play-in tournament as far as...
No.
No, not at all.
No, it was just fun to watch.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it was
cool. Like, it was like an all-star long
event. Yeah, it was a long-ass all-star Sunday. Yeah.
I mean, and it was cool that it was here, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The championship was here and shit, and the tickets was reasonable.
No, that was dope as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy, though.
Yeah, nah.
That just shows that a motherfucking
that's crazy.
That just shows that
that's crazy. Though.
No, I'm just saying that shows the basketball. We're gonna get a team here probably soon.
Yeah,
because, it's obvious the shit can be supported. Niggas will go.
Yeah,
if you have it when niggas are.
Well, okay, guys. What would our basketball team be called?
Shit. I don't even. I'm not good with shit like
they
that.
They would probably name it something in to pair with
the Aces.
Yeah,
it has to
probably go. Like diamonds or some shit. Like,
nah, I don't like that. I don't want to name it. Oh, how about the Spades?
That's nigga shit.
They're not gonna call us the Spades.
Hell no, like, that's a racist term.
They're not gonna call us the Spades.
Oh my god, you guys!
And we not and the club. Like
I'm too high. I'm too high. I fucking forgot. That's like hella
about
racist.
The niggas.
The Vegas niggas. I call them the Coons.
The Vegas.
Running Coons.
I don't know. Come on.
Come on. Okay. Damn, I'm trying to think.
The Knights hockey got that shit.
All of the Knights. The Golden Knights, the Silver Knights, the fucking. All the Knights.
It's going to be something creative.
Yeah. It's got to be. It can't be nothing lame.
It's got to be something good to be better than Running Rebels, because that's a good ass name. What, Running Rebels for our college and shit?
Yeah.
Jokers.
Yeah.
Kings.
Okay, I like the Jokers because then we can show niggas we ain't nothing to be played with. Like,
nah, Joker sound like you a motherfucking joke.
But that's why we show these niggas, like, the joke's on you.
But when you start losing.
On a losing streak, once again, the Jokers are the joke of the league. 15 game losing streak. Whoever came up with that name was spot on.
Spot on.
Yeah, you don't want that one. That's the one you don't want.
Okay, all right. I don't know.
You might be in the wrong field. You need to do some commentary.
He got a strip club down voice.
His DJ voice. DJ.
Some UFC announcement, announce some shit. NFL red zone.
He said, I'm multi-talented.
I'll be playing on this.
Multifaceted. What's up?
Oh my god.
So I'll be fucking playing.
Oh my god. Okay. We have a couple of topics, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get these over with. Okay. So Papa John's, right?
Oh shit.
Hired a blind worker, which we'll talk about that in a second. Then fired him.
Was he black?
I was about to say he's blind.
That's hey, one man, strike. Look,
there's some job you can't. I mean, I'm all for, you know, equal shit in the workplace. You know what I'm saying? Hiring handicapped people and shit. But come on, man.
No, some people seriously. Don't need to be at certain seriously, places. Seriously. Tell me what job. If
you
blind,
you don't need to be nowhere in nobody's motherfucking kitchen. Doing
tell me
nothing.
What job? Because let's go through the restaurant, right? Can he be the cashier?
No.
Money doesn't have braille. Can he work the oven?
Hey, stall him out. Stall him out. He can answer the phones.
Yeah.
He can answer the phones. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's automatic.
But ain't that the cashier? Stole now we gotta pay him separately. We gotta pay him separately for one job.
Bluetooth for that motherfucker.
Okay, he can't work the stove. He could maybe make the pizza.
He could probably clean up.
That'd be a lot of touching though.
He probably could clean up.
Clean up might take a long
time. That sounds dangerous for him. I'm concerned about his well-being. Like, it's ovens and shit back there.
I don't know. We can't judge him. Nah, we don't know.
Well, okay. Yeah. Let me finish the story.
Can't judge him, but look, blind
he can't
man.
Drive. He can't deliver.
How you gonna say, look, blind man?
What did they hire him? Let him go? Or did they just hire him?
Papa John's hired a blind worker, then fired him before he worked a shift.
Yeah.
Somebody said, what the fuck are you doing? When he showed up like this and shit with his fucking cane and sunglasses.
When he asked to bring his service dog to work.
Oh, hell no. We work in a fucking food establishment, right. Man. Right.
You can't he almost
a,
had
you
it.
Can't
he
put
blew
a
it.
Nut on that motherfucking he dog's blew it. Nuts. You know what I'm saying?
So it says
are they suing him? They suing them?
It says the worker needed the dog to travel to work, and he had asked to keep him in the back room during his shift.
Mm. In a what? In like a kennel? In a thing?
I guess. Or just in the back room.
Man, why you got the dog cramped up for a fucking 8-hour shift like that, man? Come on, bro. So, don't you get disability and shit if you're blind?
Mm-hmm.
So he applied for a job in Athens, Georgia in February 2020. He told the store manager that he needed his dog to travel to and from work, but wouldn't require it next to stay next to him during the shifts. They said that the manager said keeping the dog on site wouldn't be a problem, and they discussed ways of keeping the dog both out of customer view and away from food preparation, including being secured in the restaurant's conference room or under the store manager's desk.
Manager ain't the motherfucking owner.
He was trying to look
out. Oh, so okay, we wanted to know what job he would do. He was gonna work the dough station.
Oh, dough? Hell no.
Hell no. Cause he can't see if something fall in that shit. hell no.
Yeah, hell no.
Nah.
Hell no.
I don't want a blind nigga touching nowhere near my fucking food.
So and you got a dog with you?
So the dog not with him, right?
Well, that dog's hair might be on his suit. His okay, whatever.
So in order for this to happen, he had to submit a formal request to keep his dog in the restaurant while he worked. But the Papa John's Accommodation Request Committee denied the request and said that they need to fire him.
Yeah, I'm with y'all on this one. No matter his race, even if he's black, he got to go. Sorry, brother.
Okay, so then he was left with the decision of if he wanted to keep the job, he would need to find an alternative way to keep the dog at the restaurant.
That's fair.
He said, but this is impossible because he relied on the dog to travel.
Chained him up to a tree.
So basically they fired him.
Chained him up to a tree out back.
I got hired and fired at Walmart before I started working at that motherfucker.
What they discriminate against you
about? I don't know. But the motherfucker definitely hired me. Then I got a paper in the mail to say,
nah, we good.
Go ahead. Just go ahead. Don't show up.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Like, damn.
So, because not allowing a blind or visually impaired person to travel to and from work in the way that affords them confidence and independence is not okay, Papa John's has agreed to pay Barnes $175,000 to settle the lawsuit. Oh,
okay.
Nice.
Without admitting to any wrongdoing.
He won.
So, the company will also provide training on the Americans with Disability Act to staff on its accommodation request committee and will review its employment policies.
Yeah, he probably wasn't so basically, gonna pay that motherfucker working at that bitch.
So, basically, they about to just change the wording to where they wouldn't even be able to hire somebody like him anyway.
Well, no, they have to be able to. That's why he got hired in the first place, because they can't discriminate, especially in a time right now where they probably need workers and there's people not willing to work and they're constantly advertising for hire.
That's true.
A guy comes in and he talks that he's able, they have to give him a shot to prove himself. You feel me? And he just happened to find a loophole.
Yeah, I think Slim got to prove himself, though.
I'm saying,
definitely. And then they could fire you on well terms. Like, we tried to, and
but it didn't
and
work
we
out.
Have documentation. Here's a video of him at the dough station not being able to prep the dough.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Us, somebody training him.
Or in a timely manner.
See how he just
and he's costing us this much. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm seeing a video. See how the nigga just folded that fly into the dough?
But in today's times, they can't just be like, no. You know what I'm saying? Especially when they have a position to fill, you feel me? And somebody's coming in talking about they willing and able, you feel me? Like,
that's true.
He probably provided a resume and probably talked to talk and said that he was able to do
this
shit.
He'd be able to do it. And shit, we don't even know. He might have been able to do that.
He might have been able to. Like, you feel me?
He had to have that.
Or he was probably just looking for a check and he already knew. He had him. He had his mission set out. And he found the fool.
That is a possibility, too.
You get a $175,000 check tax free right now. What would you do with it?
Shit. Shit going, I don't pay, know, off. Some, pay off some shit.
Pay my car off. Yep. Pay my the rest of my student loans. Put some down on a house.
Exactly.
I'm going to buy an investment property in Mexico.
That sounds like a good idea, too.
How much are those going for? Do you know?
In like Puerto Vallarta and like the romantic zone where I would ideally want to get some shit. Like some shit overlooking the water. Nice. Luxury. Probably like $350. You feel me? Maybe $300.
I want to have something down in Ensenada.
That'd be a nice down payment on it. For sure.
For sure. For sure.
Homie just got two cribs in Costa Rica.
That's all.
Paul's balling in real life without having to worry about no goddamn imaginary 175.
Oh, God.
All right.
I'd pay my house off and put the rest in the bank.
Yeah.
And put a down payment on a new house, maybe.
Man,
I'm going to get some shit though. I'm going to get some luxuries and take some nice vacation. The money going.
I'm gonna pay my stuff off first, and then put a down payment on a nice house. And
you gonna get a new whip?
I like my car. I like Sasha. I don't know. I'm not that kind of person. Like, I wouldn't have even gotten a new phone. Like, if my son's phone didn't break. Like, so.
Man, I don't know what the fuck happened to my phone. I had to update. I updated my phone, and I wasn't getting none of my messages and shit. And
we talked about this.
Oh, on
air?
Oh, no. I don't know. I had to go through, and everything was turned off. Like, my Siri notification. I got Siri to take my notifications, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, if you call, it'd be like, Ray's calling or whatever the fuck. But nothing was on. Like, nothing was, like, motherfuckers were texting me. I wasn't getting shit. My shit was saying, what'd it say?
Notifications have been silenced.
Yeah, but we're looking at my phone. My notifications, they're not off and shit. You know what I'm saying? But
that's weird.
It's fixed now.
Okay, so our next story made me think about this other story. So y'all know how like niggas be scamming, right? Did y'all know that people be like doing that shit with like gift cards?
I think so.
So like, you know how like the gift cards be coming in like the paper sleeves? Mm-hmm. They take a bunch of them home, like, and they cut off the part with the code,
mm-hmm.
and leave the part of the card with the barcode on there, and then seal it back, and then put it back in the store. So when you go and grab a gift card, if you don't feel to see if it's a whole card, you're just scanning the thing and paying for it, and then they're just gonna have the code, and so they get whatever money that you have on there.
Oh shit,
these are good, boy.
So y'all gotta feel for the whole card, because half of it don't be there.
It's a new world, man.
But
it's
niggas be doing everything to not do nothing. Does that make sense? Like, y'all just be doing the most to not just be a regular ass nigga. Like,
yeah, they got time for motherfuckers when they catch her.
Niggas don't want to work 9 to 5.
Like, niggas don't want to are doing so much. Like, that's so extra. Instead of just going to get a job, like,
put your brain to use.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, go be like an engineer or some shit. Like, you over here thinking about all the smart ass shit. Like,
electrician, man. We need more electricians and motherfucking shit like that. Plumbers and shit.
Yeah, man. There's
more people in the world that want to be
Vegas
is
going to be
building. Yeah, man, for real.
Building. We got the Super Bowl next year, man. Hotels are going to be fucking upgrading. Everybody's going to be fucking trying to shine for that.
What's your opinion?
That's going to be money out there for motherfucking people in the building trades to make.
What's your opinion on the Fountain Blue?
I ain't been in that bitch yet.
I ain't been.
I don't think it's open. Is it open?
I don't know. I work down there. I don't even know what the front of it look like no more. I'll just go through the back end.
Wait a minute. Fountain Blue is open, right?
Or no? I don't know.
I don't think yet.
What do you think about it?
I don't know. When it's open and when it's actually running at full capacity, I'm going to definitely be in there.
See ya.
I went to the Fountain Blue in Miami and it was lit. So Definitely piques my interest for sure. I want to see what it's about, and they're gonna have Club Live in there, so we're gonna probably finally get some like good artists.
Oh yeah,
it opens Wednesday.
It's a lot. They just been having like pre's, like they've been had like they fleet parked outside, like they've been doing like marketing and like photo shoots and shit. But like,
it opens up this Wednesday, the 13th.
That's cool.
So I'm not interested. I'm definitely not pulling up this year, but like.
Yeah, like when the hype dies down?
Yeah, for sure.
That's me for sure. That's why I'm not going to the Durango yet.
As soon as they have a club appearance in there, I'll probably pull through. Because there's a lot of artists that we can't get, like, that we don't have the venues
for.
You feel me? Like, especially like a lot of street artists. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that'll open up that lane.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be crazy.
Dang. Yeah,
definitely interested.
Is Club Live like a mostly like hip hop club?
Yeah, I would say more so. It's like more urban. It's like
urban.
It's kind of like Dre's on like a larger scale. So.
Okay, we need more of these out here.
Yeah,
like remember when it used to be so many like spaces for us to go kick it and like listen to our music, and it's like not like that no more.
That's why I'm like they talking about they can't. That's the next question I was gonna ask. How you guys feel about the Spear? But they talking about they can't sell out the Spear. I'm like, man, we need to get some hip hop shows over there.
Yeah, right? Like you gotta have better stuff. Like we not paying to go see.
They talk about. They talking about. Oh, how we gonna sell the tickets? Because y'all not appealing to the right crowd.
Yeah. Period.
Yeah.
If they give Beyonce that $10 million, they'll see.
I'm gonna spend a bag for the right artist.
They gotta have the right artist, like, and they gotta have the tickets. Gotta be reasonably priced too.
Yeah.
Because they gotta have a range. You gotta have cheap seats, and you gotta have. Some shit for niggas that do want to spend, can spend that bag.
Exactly.
You know when I was checking it out, the cheapest seat I was seeing was $1,300.
See, that ain't gonna work.
What for? What for YouTube?
For Spirit, yeah, for YouTube.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, that ain't gonna work.
Everybody, all of the tourists and stuff are coming. Like a few of them are coming for that YouTube show, but a lot of them are coming for the other just to go inside of it to go see the other shit, and they're spending like $30 a ticket.
ASAP Rocky was the first rapper to have his not a video, but his personality on the Sphere.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I didn't even see
like
it.
An advertisement.
Yep, a couple weeks ago.
That's dope.
A couple weeks ago.
He's having a show there or something?
No, he didn't have a show there. Just his face and all that shit was on the outside.
Oh, for the, because he's modeling something.
No, yeah.
He's in a new commercial.
I'm not sure what it was
for. He did some shit for the F1 event.
Oh, okay.
He had like an installation downtown on Fremont. I want to say like a gas station. They took it over. Rihanna and ASAP Rocky put up.
That's dope.
Oh, that's what's up.
ASAP Rocky is looking at doing fucking time.
Whew.
What you get if you shoot a nigga?
Right.
It's just him.
That's what you get if you shoot a nigga and not pay him immediately.
Kids. Right.
You pay him immediately, nigga ain't gonna. Nigga
and it's the nigga
charges.
saying
no,
that
he's supposed
that
to pop a nigga
him.
And then pay him.
If you want to stay, out of prison,
and just shoot
hey, man,
him, hand
I'm
him
sorry,
up.
I fucked up.
Yeah.
I should have shot you here, bro. Yeah.
Will a million fix it all?
No, let's talk. I ain't giving no number.
Let's
he
talk.
He might say 150,000.
Like, what you need? Like, tell me what you need. I'll do that.
You shot nigga, you better come. You better shoot for the moon first.
Yeah,
you already. Rihanna got billions. She gonna do what it helps. If she got to throw you a million to kick you out of jail,
yeah, real shit.
You better lay it on thick. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, fuck.
It's too late now. That shit is in court.
He said, oh, no. My nigga, I shot you.
Man, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
He really popped the nigga.
I'll give you a million, dog. Will a million make this right?
Right.
Nigga gonna say hell
please
yeah right
forgive
there.
Me man
nigga like, gonna say hell yeah for a million.
If I give a nigga a million dollars,
I'm like, make sure it's cash, nigga.
I'm also gonna be like, can you sign right here, like, so that you don't look, this million will always be enough, like.
Tory Lanez doing 10 years for shooting Megan Thee Stallion in the foot, right? So ASAP Rocky, this nigga saying he shot him, I think he shot him in the hand or whatever.
Right.
He about to go to court. He gonna have to take a plea.
That nigga ain't Megan Thee Stallion.
Well,
it don't matter who it is, right?
I think it might.
Yeah. Tory fucked up because he didn't take the plea.
Yeah.
Because right. I heard that he had got a 4-year offer.
Yep. He should have just
it. He would have been out.
Yeah.
Yep.
He would have been out by now.
Yeah, for sure, because he would have had like time served and all that shit.
Yeah, real shit.
Yeah,
nigga don't know how to play the game. Boy.
So that's what I'm saying. ASAP is gonna be in court, and they gonna like, look.
They got
this 3 years.
I think they got ASAP like a picture of the nigga with the gun.
Yeah,
they got a video of this shit.
And like the sound of the gunshot. So,
oh no!
It ain't too much to put two and two.
Oh no!
Got a video of him popping the nigga.
Oh, I didn't know this, guys. I didn't know this information.
Yeah, this is real shit.
Oh man.
Like, he just had two kids with Rihanna, right?
Like, back to back, like,
he had to go sit down.
Take the motherfucker to the sanctuary to see his dad, they daddy and shit, sitting in there with the motherfucker.
I don't see her doing that.
they had to make some kind of arrangements and shit.
Shit ugly. Niggas get, rappers get locked the fuck up. All these motherfuckers locked up, so.
Not. I mean, but not in Rihanna's baby daddy. That's a different level.
I don't know. Motherfucking look at Diddy. Diddy on it. Diddy shit going down for him fast. Man, nah,
we ain't heard shit in a minute. We ain't heard Diddy shit.
I say some shit today. I just seen today 18 like companies he fuck with and dropped away from him.
Yeah.
I mean, 50 trying to buy Revolt?
It's getting ugly. I saw this shit about the 17-year-old girl and shit that they took and ran a train on and shit.
Yo, like, what? And they flew her through private jet.
And they got pictures. She got documentation.
She got everything, and it's serious because she's under Jane Doe. Motherfuckers don't understand how real that shit is.
They got actual pictures of her sitting because and
they probably have her under Jane Doe because they don't even know what her name is.
Wonder when that nigga had a
picture. Even seeing the picture, they might remember that shit so long ago. They don't know who that girl is. So she protected, but that shit real.
I don't feel sorry for none of
niggas. Can't. Yeah,
you did some of that shit back in the day, and it's coming to light now. That's too bad.
Yeah,
that shit was crazy. When they told me they took her by PJ, the nigga flew in from where? Where was it? Detroit or something. He flew into Detroit, flew her back by PJ. They did what they did, then they flew her back by PJ in the morning, and she was in her car in the morning waking up like not knowing what was going on type shit.
That is fucking what?
Yeah. Shit oh, getting real.
Man.
Shit getting real.
50 Cent
better sell Revolt.
Right. Right. Needs to go through some shit in that goddamn industry, boy.
Oh,
and they talking about that's not the only one. They talking about they got multiple.
Karisha gonna lose that bag.
You see? Did you see his bodyguard? Did you see Puff's bodyguard going off?
Karisha has already distanced herself from him.
I saw the bodyguard talking some shit.
And he sound like the mad rapper for real, for real. Puff's bodyguard's talking now.
Oh no!
And he found the right interviewer or some shit to tell his story on.
Not the right interviewer. Nah, that right mean bag. The right money.
He
right.
Talking
where
crazy.
Where Puff at? Where Diddy at?
That nigga. That
nigga in Bali.
This the worst this nigga ever seen.
He released a statement the other day.
I hate that Christian look just like him. Nigga, that sucks. I'm sorry.
He
got that nigga face.
Yeah, Bali with Red Running.
People are jumping on the bad way.
Young Miami.
People jumping on the bad way.
Like Russell Simmons and shit.
That's who that is.
Yeah,
they said that was the same as the R. Kelly shit.
Yeah. Like, nah, Puff, enough is enough. It's all right on your ass and shit.
Oh, man.
You see, Russell Simmons came back saying Kimora stole $800 million in stocks and shit.
Yeah.
Okay, but are we trying to deflect?
I'm just saying.
Like, also, people said that he signed that shit over.
Russell said
she deserved that.
I'm saying maybe, but I'm also saying that I heard that he had it moved over for her because all of this like rape shit was happening, and that's why he fled.
He
was trying to move his assets so that they didn't take it.
Russell said he passed 9 lie detector tests.
Shut the fuck up. Then come back. Then come back home to America and see what happens.
Stay where you at, Russ.
The climate and the water over there agrees with Russell doing his yoga.
The extradition.
Russ
is doing his yoga. He's doing like a fruit fast every couple of weeks.
Tell him to come and do it on the interstates and see what happens.
Chicken, real chicken, like fresh killed chicken and shit every day.
Hey, no cap on some real shit. So like,
soon he on the plane.
I went to Mexico and I'm lactose, so like I don't really eat like heavy dairy, you know. I was out there eating like carne asada fries and like shit I normally wouldn't.
Yeah.
I was completely fine. You feel me? Everything was
that
normal.
Shit was super fresh.
It's insane, like the difference. You feel me? That's why I said I would rather get an investment property in Mexico. One thing that I wanted to tell me.
That's what's up.
Mexico, bro.
Yeah, everything sucks here, bro.
Yeah.
Gas $1 a gallon.
$1.20.
That's crazy.
Insane.
We take a yearly vacation, like try to either Hawaii or like Cancun and shit. That's my favorite part, Cancun and shit. But
yeah,
we went to Cancun last year. But I think, well, I'm pretty sure we're going to Cancun again next year and shit, because every time we go, it's like at the end of the trip, we find out some shit that we should have been doing while we were there.
The whole
like,
time.
Some extra shit, because we had fun while we were there. But it's like, oh, man, we didn't see this. It's like, bam, next time.
So the next time
put
we
put that
go.
On the list for next time.
And you enjoy Cancun?
Hell yeah, I love it.
Cancun is fucking great, like a slice of heaven.
Hell fuck yeah.
But Jamaica is goddamn lovely. Yeah. But Jamaica just seems a little more, I don't know, Jamaica seems more dangerous than Mexico.
When is a good time to go to Jamaica?
When did I go? I think I went in October.
I want to go. I'm supposed to go in February.
Yeah. That's so Jamaica, sad. Montego Bay is fucking great.
I want to pull up there. I want to go to Thailand and Tokyo.
What kind of food? They have like a lot of jerk chicken and shit.
Hell yeah, like, all on the beach, everywhere.
Man, I see some shit niggas cooking up on the raft and on the water. He was like crazy. I saw a nigga
cooking lobsters on the beach and shit, just like cooking people lobsters right there on the beach.
Yeah, they had like the little coves, like the waves wasn't just coming up. It was just flat water. You know what I'm saying? You can get out there and boat and swim, and then they got motherfuckers on the beach just cooking jerk chicken, and they got the rice shit. That shit was lovely.
That's awesome.
That shit was lovely.
That sounds like my vibe. I need to slide.
For sure. Yeah. Like, immediately. I got to go to Bay.
How's the weather out there? The weather is like consistent. It's always the same? Or does it like...
depends on the time of year.
Yeah, I think... I don't think we were getting no rain.
Because like Hawaii, the temperature doesn't change in Hawaii.
Yeah.
It's always the same. It's always going to be 80 degrees in Hawaii.
No, it changes. You get nighttime. You know what I'm saying? You're saying 80 degrees even at night, just the whole... just stays 80.
What, in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it'll drop down to 70, but it's still going to feel like 80. Right. Yeah. It's humid as fuck everywhere. Yeah.
As far as
it don't get cold, like, you don't need a jacket in Hawaii.
Yeah, I feel like Jamaica got to be similar. No, like, I can't see Jamaica being cold, you feel me? Like,
as far as weather-wise, I like my vacations in Hawaii, because all I wear is, my whole time in Hawaii, I barely wear drawers or socks in Hawaii. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll just have on swim trunks and a tank top, and like, either like flip flops or some water shoes and shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's that's vacay for real. Vacay weather for real.
Shit, in Mexico, every time you pop out, you go to get breakfast. You gotta go back to the room and take a shower.
Yeah.
You go out to get, gotta go back, take a shower. You can't do shit.
Yeah.
It's so humid out there.
What's been y'all best vacation spots that y'all done been to? Anybody?
My favorite so far was Puerto Vallarta. I went to Puerto Vallarta and Punta La Mita, and I enjoy Puerto Vallarta more. But as far as like United States, I enjoy Houston. Houston goes out. Like, when it's time for me to relocate, that's where I'm at. Catch me in Houston.
Houston was great. I wish I could have experienced it more, but the little that I did experience, it was so fucking dope. I loved it. Texas in general is pretty dope.
And I fuck with the East Coast too. Philly is really dope. They have like a different energy out there. Everybody's like straightforward up front. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I feel like the quality of life is different. Like as you travel more east, you know what I'm saying? People enjoy their life. So it's nice to get away.
My favorite place in the States is New Orleans.
On my list.
Just because I was there I went there last year, the day after Christmas, stayed for a week. But just the fucking food, man. The motherfucking food. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Every fucking spot we ate was top fucking notch. And now with weed being legal, weed being decriminalized down there and shit, these niggas are selling weed right there on the street. Pulling it in little carts and shit, selling you edibles and all this shit. And I'm like, I'm good, niggas. I brought my own. So, but you could literally walk down Bourbon Street and shit, smoking your herb, drinking your fucking drink, getting them motherfucking good-ass Bloody Marys and shit. And like I say, and there's so many good-ass places to eat and shit. But
I need to go check
that out. That's my favorite spot. And Miami, too, but it's just like Miami's so fucking expensive, man.
Everywhere you go.
I'm about to say.
That shit. Taxi.
But Miami's extra expensive and shit. And them hoes add that gratuity on there automatically
Not so them hoes.
Like, it's like, man, what the fuck, man? Like, I remember one time, like, we had maybe 2 years ago, we went to Miami and shit in the summer. And we went to one spot and got two drinks. And just didn't check the price. You think, oh, that's just some fucking drinks. Mm-hmm. And the bitch said, like, that'll be 86. And I'm thinking,
what'd you get?
Just two drinks. DeAndre got some fucking fruity drink, and I got like a little
$86.
And I got like a little like a margarita type shit, but with the upside down Corona in it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I'm still not
the little shit from Applebee's.
It's kind of big. It's kind of big though. You know what I'm saying? But the bitch said $86. I'm like, bitch. I said, we just want two of these motherfuckers, one each. I was like, just,
I was like, we just want one each.
Yeah. I was like, we're not getting nothing more than these two motherfucking drinks.
Right.
Right.
Like, yeah, $86. I was like, all right, bitch, you ain't getting no tip.
Nah, I said one. Yeah. I said one. I don't know why you got
two.
I was like,
you supposed
to tell a nigga. How much if you take the Corona back?
I was like, you supposed to tell a nigga this shit up front before I done sipped out this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but it's like that out there for sure. I hit like the little corner store to get a little sandwich, a little $25 sandwich.
What was on it?
A regular little deli sandwich. They're whooping ass out there. Everywhere you go.
I was at a club one time out here, and I bought two drinks, and the bitch was like $42. I was like, $42?
I mean,
fuck you mean $42?
I make $23 mojitos, so like two would be like about $46.
But fuck you mean $46?
That's like the new standard.
I was gambling, bitch. I was gambling. No,
a drink. I'm playing video poker.
That motherfucker be free.
Yeah. So. I mean, now we have like,
this was some years ago too. I was a little pissed off.
How much do you guys like? How much do you guys want to pay for like a Hennessy shot?
Shit.
How much have y'all paid?
$12.50.
I paid like $20 something for.
See, you can get a Hennessy shot at my job for under $20.
$12.50.
Yeah.
Right.
Depending.
So it just depends on what you're there.
Not nowadays.
If you
I don't know. I haven't had a Hennessy shot. I remember paying $12.50 for them.
Pours are different than like. Pours are different than like. Crafting a drink. I don't really subscribe to like people charging like $25 when people just doing this. Mm-hmm. Like, but like, if niggas is like putting in work.
Nigga like me, I'm pre-gaming at the crib.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Shit. So I can get just a couple of shots while I'm out and shit.
Yeah, there you go.
But man, shit. I'm a frugal ass nigga when it comes to them expensive ass drinks. Bitch, I got a bottle at home. All the tequila.
When niggas be like, that's my favorite. Niggas be at the bar and they be like, how much for that? I can get a whole bottle.
Or like I said, we'll go downtown.
I looked the other day. My wife had a card. I had a triple white cup.
Yeah.
Huh? Walking around the other day. Come on. Around the casino. I didn't go to no bars though. That look ghetto.
Yeah. The triple white cup? Man. Yeah, you was doing it real B.I.G.
I was on some fly shit.
There's a disturbing trend going on in your hometown.
What happened? Shit.
Bank jackets in Chicago see robbers drain victims' account with their phone apps. Grab cell phones and demand the passcodes to banking apps like Zelle and Venmo. Mm. A Chicago architect who lost more than $2,000 that way says, don't have any banking apps on your phone. So you know about carjackings. Now you also need to be aware of bank jackings.
But like, okay, so you can't have apps on your phone, and then you don't really want to like put your card into the machines now, right?
I'm just saying, it says in Chicago, gunmen have been forcing people to unlock their phones with their passcodes or technology that recognizes thumbprints and faces.
Okay.
The robbers drain the victim's bank accounts. The payoff is often more than $1,000. Because you can send, you know what I'm saying? If they got the money in their bank account.
So it's a real life thing. You really jacking motherfuckers.
But wait, but that's easy to track. So they could do that, right? And then once they like leave, you would just contact Zelle and they can see who it got sent to. You could see who it got sent to.
Right, but who don't, I'm pretty sure they got that shit to a burner phone.
Burner phone.
With a card hooked up to that.
But it still has to.
Somebody else's.
But you can't just have a call. Like for Zelle example, you have to have an actual bank account. You can't just have like a Cash App. Like
these niggas been scamming for years. You think they ain't got some kind of way? They got something.
Oh, fuck y'all! Can y'all just get a job? Like
scamming is a real fucking thing. These niggas, this shit is sophisticated. It ain't just, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
I'm pretty sure if they sending that money to somewhere where they got a car and they going somewhere immediately.
Like,
and swiping that shit off.
I just want them to work this hard at a place. You know what I'm saying? Like, and not, like, trying to take stuff from us. Like, that shit is annoying.
It says in Chicago, the robbers often wear the kinds of masks that have been common since the onset of COVID. So even when the police can trace where money transfer ended up from someone's phone,
the victim often can't identify the assailant.
So even if they find, hey, this money came to your phone and shit, the nigga had on a mask so they can't identify it. She'd be like, yeah, somebody sent me some money. I don't know who the fuck it was.
I wonder how many times this didn't happen to make the news.
Enough where this shit didn't make the news.
Right. Niggas is actually jacking motherfuckers. Put your thumbprint on your fucking
Zachary
phone.
Zachary Skinner is among the victims at around 1 a.m. on the
Saturday. That's one nigga.
After listen to his story.
Zachary. He's a white guy. Go ahead.
This story. Zachary That's Skinner is among the whole bunch of motherfuckers. At around 1 a.m. on a Saturday after Thanksgiving, Skinner, 21, a college student from Valparaiso, Indiana, was bar hopping with friends in Wrigleyville when a man in a ski mask walked up to him. According to Skinner, the man asked for a donation to help less fortunate kids afford sports gear. Skinner said he tried to get away to go away by reaching into his pocket and handing the guy $7. Skinner had a sinking feeling it wouldn't be enough. Mm. It wasn't.
Not a sinking.
Another masked man approached, pulled up his shirt to show the gun in his waistband, and demanded Skinner's phone and passcode. The man used a Zelle app on the phone to send $1,000 to a bank account with a woman's first name. Skinner was lucky he was able to reach his parents to get them to freeze his bank account before the person on the other end of the illegal transfer could accept the money. Also, he got lucky.
They let him keep his phone?
Skinner's friends talking nearby with other people were unaware of what was happening. Niggas probably was like, give me your motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? One of them hard but silent threats. Give me your motherfucking phone, nigga. Put your goddamn code in this bitch.
Hey, nigga, look.
And a second nigga came up with the pistol.
Hey, nigga, look at this phone. I'm kidding you right now. Nigga, look at this fucking phone.
Niggas just robbed me. Now I got a damn.
Oh, my God.
Skinner said his attackers were masked. He couldn't identify him.
Shout out to
them. He said he should have stayed closer to his friends that night.
That nigga made that story up. He made that story up. That nigga spent that band.
Yeah.
He spent that band on that section and was mad.
There you go. That's real shit.
He came up with a whole story. I was robbed.
Yep.
That's fabricated. Where them niggas at?
Yep. And them hoes, he was motherfucking workers.
Oh, my son. Oh, God. You say you got God.
You'd be better off just making a motherfucker go to the ATM and just withdraw some shit.
For me, because ain't no nigga doing no stick up shit like that for no band.
That's a lot.
And you talking about he ain't clear it?
Yeah. He came to Vegas, fucked up. Well, not Vegas. That wasn't in Vegas. That was in
Wrigleyville, Indiana.
Yeah. I don't even know what the fuck is out there.
White people, USA.
He still went and tricked off some money. Yeah, to make an excuse to his girl.
He done bought the box seat.
Crazy-ass excuse why he got robbed.
Okay, so what happened with Charleston White?
Oh, shit.
That shit was funny. I sent y'all the video. Y'all see it?
Yeah,
I ain't going to play it this morning. Because everybody in the world has already seen it. But Charleston was motherfucking talking his shit. Mm-hmm. Showing that he had already got the back end. Yeah. A little wad of money up and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a nigga try to rush the stage. And Charleston goddamn cracked him with a flower pot.
Flower vase. Yeah.
Yeah, the flower pot.
And then he started panel on stage. You see Charleston just waiting, aiming that motherfucking microphone. And crack, hit him on the top of that head. And the nigga fell again. But then I saw them get on his
Someone
ass.
Else rushed
Somebody
him.
Tackled him and shit. But I saw that nigga Dewberry standing tall and shit by Charleston and shit. And they was scrapping and shit, but Charleston didn't get. I mean, he looked like he'd been in a fight.
He came on live early.
Yeah, but he wasn't fucked up. He wasn't roughed up, and he talking made his money shit. Talking his shit. Charleston White's a funny ass nigga, man.
Yeah,
that shit crazy.
That's crazy as fuck.
I think that's it, y'all.
That's it, man. We talked our shit.
Ray.
We're gonna play this song right quick.
Too, oh yeah, before. I forgot.
Is this the song All Star Season? Is that the name of the song or is this the name of the album?
Yeah, no, that's the name of the song. That's my most recent release.
Okay, let's do it. Hold on, let me get right here. Make sure I'm on the Bluetooth.
He wasn't ready.
You gotta be better at that. You're supposed to be
for real.
No, because I like to turn it off while we're recording because we go an hour and something. I don't want all my text messages and his phone, all that shit beeping on the motherfucker.
Yep.
Yeah. So, that's why, nigga.
Still ain't ready.
We ready now. We're going to be ready in a second.
He said, that's why.
All right. The song is All Star Seasons, a single by Jay Grimes, the newest single by Jay Grimes.
Come on,
radio announcer.
Oh, God, he got that voice.
Hold on.
Still not ready.
Technical difficulties.
Hold on, I gotta get on to this.
I know you higher than I am.
Yeah.
Here we go. All
right.
Niggas think the shit right. It's okay, I've been past niggas. Got like 10 to the doc. I just told him, anger ass, baby, what you brought up in that blend. It ain't pressure, we can't match with it, baby, not it on the way. She just tryna make my bag bigger, dirty money on the floor. Get on your knees and scrape it up,
she asked how much you pay for this. Bitch, you know we papered up. I ride black trucks and foreign things. He a fool, he play with us. Now his block a crime scene. Let the police tape it up. I slide around with windows down. Let the smoke clear out the car. I heard that bitch a faggot now. She know that shit won't get her far. Who the hottest out the city? I ain't talking bar for bar. I put that bitch down on the blade. Watch her walk from car to car. I got these tats all on my skin. On my sleeve, I wear my heart. She said she turned me to a boss. Bitch, I been that from the start. Always ask when I'm gon' drop. I put my pain inside this art. She know she always do too much. Told that bitch just play her part. Foot all on the gas, they wish I'd take it easy. Wish I would believe that bitch, she said she never leave me. Mixing Louis with Supreme, but these is different seasons. I know niggas that trap for real, but we got different reasons. Took off in that Hellcat, know my niggas speeding. I can't help you fight your battles, we got different demons. Told them niggas lace they cleats, I think this shit is easy. What's an all-star to a rookie, you ain't really seasoned. Said she seen a shooting star, but she ain't really seen me. Shit, I'm right back in that booth, I hit the Stuart Teasy. Take this shit back to LA, cause bitch, I feel like Jesus. I got $1,000 shoes, but I still trapping Yeezys. Think this shit a race, it's okay, I been past niggas. Gave like 10 to the doctor. I just told him, hang her ass, baby, what you brought up in that blank? It ain't pressure, we can't match with it, baby, not that I'm the way. She just tryna make my bag bigger, dirty money on the floor. And on your knees and scrape it up, she asked how much you pay for this. Bitch, you know we papered up, I ride black trucks and foreign things. He a fool, he play with us, now his block a crime scene. Let the police tape it up.
We got a video to that one too on YouTube.
You got a video?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
That's what should be going on that screen right there.
Okay, right. So since we're on that wave, tell everybody your YouTube channel, all your tags and stuff.
Shit, so my YouTube is just Jay Grind. So I'm actually having some complications right now on my YouTube. It's a streamer with the same name as me.
Oh, shit. So,
and Donkey Man.
But no, his name's Jay Grinds too. And yeah, he be streaming like 2K and he be uploading every single day. So, like, he overshadowed, like, so when you put my shit in, all you see is his shit. So, like, you have to put the 702 in after, or, like, just type in music and all my shit will come up.
Okay.
But, and then on Instagram, official Jay Grinds. The Good Buds page is Good Buds LV. That's on Telegram and on Instagram, you feel me? So you can tap in. And then, shit, I'm on Spotify, Apple Music. All my music videos are on Apple Music as well, so you can see them there. So,
dope.
So for sure.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate y'all having me.
Appreciate it, G.
So
for
sure.
Thank you for the song too. Shit.
Yes. Oh, seriously. Yes. Man, I was like so hyped when it was on Spotify. Like I couldn't believe it.
It was an honor for real. For real. I love creating. So that allowed me to get out of my box. You feel me? And do something that I normally wouldn't do. So
yeah, it was dope.
We really appreciate it. It's dope. It's my favorite song. Okay, Ray. Tell everybody where they can find you.
At RaySun724 Twitter and IG Fifth Element Hip Hop on YouTube. Peace.
Chris underscore underscore, that's KHRIS on IG. It's underscore Chris on Twitter at KOD Nails on IG. Okay, thanks. Bye.
You can follow the show at 420 in Vegas Podcast on IG, TikTok, Facebook, and Twitter. You can follow me at Vegas A underscore 420 on Twitter and Vegas A on Facebook, IG, TikTok. And,
this nigga high.
That's it.
All right. Bye, guys.
That's it.
Adam Reaper.
520
in Vegas, I got some
cushions
trying to slide.
520
in Vegas, I'm with my partners
getting
high. 520 in Vegas.
That shit's slap.
Like,
it's so,
Vegas,
I love it.
Yeah, we gotta do some content. Instead of doing like a video, like, probably do like some TikTok excerpts or something. You know what I'm saying?
Let us know. We'll do it.
Just let the plug, finna pick my brother up. Just got a smoking, finna roll another one. Put some wax in my blunt, man, that shit had me stuck. And my eyes hella low, cause I stay high as fuck. I been smoking out the pound, but it still ain't enough. I don't wanna hit y'all weed, cause I think that is bunk. If you ever in my city, better roll that shit up. I'll